You're listening to a Ragnarok Actual Play. If you like what you hear and want to share your thoughts with us, you can follow us on Twitter at Ragnarok, like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Ragnarok, email us at info@ragnarok.com, leave us a voicemail at 516-362-6373, or comment on our website. Ragnarok is also available through iTunes, so be sure to check us out there as well. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the game.
Yeah, you can play with syphilis.
Yeah, that's... Might make the experience stronger, actually. In the late stages, you start to hallucinate.
Yeah, syphilis does lots of cool things.
Hodor.
Really?
Hodor.
All right, yeah.
I was gonna go out and get syphilis if it was that cool, but...
Well, we'll wait for you.
Nah, that's all right.
All right.
I'll do it later.
Hey, everybody, welcome to another Ragnarok
Actual
Play.
James has syphilis. James, just lick Chris's nuts.
What?
Wait, what?
That's not how that works, but... You and I'll talk later.
All right. That was very disturbing. Today we are playing Eclipse Phase. The new arc
was cool.
Is called I Heart Tartarus.
Yeah, I don't.
But you will.
I think I've got all the
Yeah, because place. You'll be insane.
Is that like Latin for the stuff on your teeth?
No.
Oh.
It's Greek for the place where horrible things live.
So it's Greek for the horrible stuff on your teeth.
It's hell's hell.
I don't speak Greek, I speak American.
Okay. When we last left off, our intrepid heroes had infiltrated the Zurbany facility in the Belt.
I'm boycotting Ragnarok for supporting Greek.
They had found the strange Farcaster guarded by the AI Elliot and defeated him and Farcaster themselves to a strange and wonderful place where they were sleeved into horrible, horrible new morphs.
Feed me, Seema.
I'm gonna retcon two quick things about the resleeving. First is Ryan.
Okay.
When you opened your mouth earlier, you felt your bottom jaw, where your chin is, separate a bit. Didn't hurt.
He's sick.
And you keep opening your mouth, and you realize you have like a weird predator jaw thing going on.
Oh, that's awesome.
So I can bite things, maybe?
Which one was Ryan?
Maybe.
I'm the bat.
Oh.
You also feel like you have loose flaps of skin hanging under your arms.
Well, I Wait. Oh, shit. I have points in a flight skill.
Sorry. Okay,
yeah,
that is cool.
If you guys want to go and add in... If you guys want to go and add in the rest of your scores, I just put in... Oh, I got a text message from Will.
Hey.
He's leaving now. Oh, he got stuck.
Tell him
at a red light? Stuck at a light.
No, he can come in when he gets here. I don't want to exclude him for being an idiot.
I forgot how to start my time machine.
Being himself.
I got the knock for
Alex, you've got to come back with me.
Will, you don't have a time machine. It's just a Ford.
I set it to run at exactly the same time as regular time, and I can't unset it. There's a reset code, and I forgot.
Okay.
Wait, we gotta get one of those little paper clips and unbend it. And it.
What was the second change? It was Ryan.
I haven't gone over it yet. I'm about to.
Okay.
The second change is that you guys did not receive that message about Derek's morph.
Okay, so we don't know.
In fact, he can't tell you because he's mute.
Okay.
Oh, this is terrible.
You also do not have entropics.
Okay,
so, yeah. Great.
You have your muses, though.
All right.
So we can't see?
You could see. You don't. You have eyes. You don't have your entropic display over your augmented reality overlay.
Yeah.
I have eyes.
Well, you don't have eyes.
I have a lot of eyes.
You see
have sensories.
Infrared.
You just don't have, you know, your HUD.
Yes. You see like you right like a normal human.
I see in only the most vague sense of the word.
Well, how will I know where my quest is?
Ryan, you quote unquote see.
What about my mini map?
I need
my mini map, or I'll get lost.
Well, that's a good thing I made these then.
Oh, that's easy.
All right. So, just to explain for you guys and for our listeners the way this is going to work, you were sent here because there is. Okay, stop touching this against my screen because it keeps moving. Time it takes a chip.
Favorite chips.
You were sent to this city because there is some piece of mission critical information about the Prometheus Syndicate on this city. You don't know where it is, and you don't know what it is. So.
Guys, I fixed my time machine.
guys, I got here 5 minutes ago. Can you let me in? Why did you say anything 5 minutes ago? Want to wait so there wouldn't be a paradox?
For some reason, he has a long white beard. Guys, I got here like 1,000 years ago.
I was sleeping under a tree for 80 years, and then I traveled back.
All right.
Call when you get here.
Wait, so he called after saying he. All right, you know what? I'm just gonna.
That's all right.
He called 45 minutes after he's supposed to be here to tell us he's going to be late.
Bye, Will.
Derp!
Yeah, he called to let us know that he's not here.
Okay.
And I'm sorry. He's late.
You know, I thought he was here the whole time.
Wait, Will's not... Holy crap, Will's not here.
How did I get here?
I could have sworn I just heard him talking about a time machine.
Okay.
Oh, guys, I'm right here.
Yeah, so, see? Yeah, he's been here the whole time.
Can I have my character, please? I'm going to play for my character.
Okay, I'll give it to you a second. Just let me finish the game. Okay. So, this is a sandbox adventure. There are six sides to this city. Yeah. Each side has 10 things to see and do.
We're on the outside
of the wonderful city
cube?
Of Tartarus. Wait, you're on the inside.
Yeah.
I have sand in my vagina.
Oh, yeah, no, okay.
I'm going to go get a prostitute, fuck her, and then kill her and get her money.
You don't want to do that. Not here.
Okay.
So,
it's a sandbox.
You tell me which number you're going to, I tell you which horrible thing you find.
8.
Well, we haven't started yet.
Where are we now on the...
I'm going to give it to you in a second.
Are we at 8?
The game, this section will go on pretty much as long as it has to. It could be one game, it could be 5 games. It depends how thoroughly you guys want to explore. I will say, not all of the things on the map are horrible. There are good things scattered around. So, it could behoove you to explore.
There's a good thing, man.
Is there a town?
Yes, there's. It's a city.
Do all the NPCs say just one thing, no matter how many times you talk to them?
You'll have to talk to them and find out.
I'm guessing,
unless they have a special item.
I'm guessing that here all of the NPCs are going to try to either assimilate us, upload us, or murder us.
For clarity purposes, I've numbered the sides of a cube 1 through 6. That means nothing other than to me. So here you go.
Well, we have
You're starting, for all intents and purposes, on side 1. And you are at space 1 over there.
Well, we have good guy choices up top and bad guy choices down at the bottom.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
So we'll start from 1-1.
That's just one side, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
And it's not really to scale.
Let's go space 2. That's the next logical step. It's not life-sized.
Yeah, we could go to space 2.
Well, you are at space 1.
Yeah, right. So right now, everybody, we're up here in the upper right.
Yeah.
So
you guys stepped out of the bear resleeving facility you were in.
Yeah, we could go.
I know they're resleeving bears.
We saw
that was mine.
We're right up against this other side of the cube here. So we could either go to that side, or we could try to go to.
How we get to other sides? Do we walk up to the wall and kick it, and then push it down, and then we just walk along that?
You don't know.
It's kind of like Inception when they just keep walking.
Yeah, that's how I figured it would go.
And you said there's gravity here.
Yep.
Even though this is a cube.
Yep.
And there's gravity on all sides.
You would assume. You haven't been to the other sides yet.
Oh, God.
Those sides have special gravity.
You notice something, though, while you're looking up at the other side.
Mm-hmm.
You can kind of only see...
Who said I'm looking up at the other side?
You could kind of only see,
I can't see anything.
Well, even your echolocation, Ryan, after about 50 feet or so, it just becomes fuzzy.
Yeah.
The rest of you, when you look around, even like up at the quote-unquote ceiling and the far sides...
Bird vision.
You can't really make anything out. It's obscured in a very odd way.
Like there's a fog right in the middle that just prevents us from looking that far
It's
away.
Not fog. It's almost... It's just you can't... It's blurry.
Can't focus.
You don't know why.
They call it the Higgs-Boson blur.
So you guys are at 1-1.
We all have bad vision. That's a problem.
And you see, painted across from you, on the wall of the building, in what looks like rust-colored paint.
Ryan hears it.
At least that's probably what you hope it is.
What happened to my spores?
You ate them.
They're on the backside.
Yeah. Ooh, you have the back?
The butt side.
Swarm composition.
You see, abandon all hope, ye who enter here. And then further down on another building, you see painted, "Get out if you can."
Okay.
And you see a third message far down that says, "Welcome to Tartarus. Population? Fucked."
Oh.
Jesus loves me, this I know.
So yeah, I would say let's...
Oh, I'm sorry, one other...
One other little horrifying detail.
No, game mechanic
stuff.
You guys, your bodies are new to you, and they all do things that are not written on your sheet.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You said we have special powers.
Yes, you all have some special abilities. When you try to use things that are new to you, body-wise, you're going to have to make a SOM roll at base. It's difficult. Think about if you were suddenly an elephant and you tried to use your trunk. You never had a trunk before. You wouldn't know how to use those muscles.
I can see myself just like kind of like, eh.
Exactly.
Keep slapping myself in the face.
So the first time you try to use some new muscles or body thing, it's going to be SOM at base. The second, if you do it, the second time would be SOM times two. The more you do it, the easier it gets. But you can't do it until you pass that first SOM test.
Okay.
All right.
Just so you know. And so you might want to experiment with doing stuff.
I don't
want to
morph into a person.
No.
Oh.
I want to try to... Well, I'm going to wait till we're outside to use my pollen.
Well, you're on the street.
Outside, I'm going to use my pollen.
Okay, make a SOM check.
I'm like,
try and open.
What's this?
That's just straight SOM?
Straight SOM.
SOM.
Well, with your... Do you have any modifiers? You have, so you roll against 20.
That is a failure, 39 out of 20.
No. You feel, it kind of feels weird. It feels like you have something in your skin, but you don't know what it is or how to get it out.
I'm a big bird, I'm going to try running.
I mean, that's...
Because I can't fly, I'm a big bird.
Talk to the imaginary woolly mammoth that follows you around.
Running's not a new thing, you could run.
Well, make a free...
I could probably run fast, I should just run fast in humans.
Yeah, make a free running check, Meyer.
I want to ride Meyer.
I did 36 out of 40.
Yeah, Meyer, you start stretching your legs, take a few steps, start going faster...
Okay.
You know, after a few seconds, you're running about as fast as a human would run, and then you keep going faster.
You guys
see Meyer start tearing ass down the block.
Come back,
Gavin. Stay with us. I'm gonna try to fly.
Gavin's got some nice gams on him.
All right, so I'm at base, Ryan.
I'm at base, so I have a 4 in 5 chance of fucking this up.
Yeah.
Can I send one of the things to follow him?
Nope. No. 54 out of 20.
It's weird, Ryan. You feel like you could feel the skin, but you assume are wings.
Yeah.
But you don't know how to make it rigid. So right now you just kind of have lump.
I gotta
skin.
Figure out how to make it hard.
You just have
slabs of skin just hanging out. Sticks his arms out. Just wobbles.
I'm running fast, running around at the speed.
Yeah.
The wings are too flaccid.
After about 15 seconds, Meyer
trying to seduce Ryan's wings.
Does the jiggle test on Homer?
Meyer,
do you stop running at all?
At some point.
At what point do you stop running?
When he goes all the way around the cube,
when I reach my the fastest I can go.
After about 15 seconds, you're pretty much as fast as you can go.
I'll stop and go, come back the other way.
All right, you stop. You can't even see them anymore.
Oh,
that's how far you went.
Yeah. Let's go back the other way.
You run back.
Nice gams.
What's that? Attack it!
All right.
Am I in a girl bird body or
I just
a
wanna,
bird body?
You don't know.
I just want to establish
a
little rule here. Let's not...
You'd have to, examine him.
I mean, I could just take a peek.
I don't think it works like that.
Yeah,
I'm a bird.
Oh,
what if he's
wearing
pants?
Birds might be able to tell easier.
Yeah, he's in a boy bird body.
Okay.
Oh, so he has some dangly
bits. I can't grow eggs, make eggs. Oh well.
But if he did, it'd be amazing.
I'm gonna say let's not run off on our own.
Hey,
I'm gonna run off on my own.
Run! I'm a spear.
Let's not roll off on our own.
Thank you.
I'm just testing out what I can do. I can't fly.
Can I spin in place like Sonic the Hedgehog and then just let go and just go flam?
You could spin in place, but you're not like charging up energy to go.
Alright, so we're on the lookout for some information pertaining to the Prometheus Syndicate.
Mm.
We don't know where it is, we don't know what it is.
We don't know
so I would say let's stick close together. And let's walk until we find something, and we'll deal with it when we get to it.
I don't like that idea. But okay. Derek's
I think that's the only
that's
one
gonna
we
blow
have.
Up that we don't know about. It's going to blow up, mm-hmm. or something.
Do you
else.
Have a better proposal? That
is it following
absolutely
us?
Not.
It's just Derek.
Flaws,
right? Is it following us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
just
part of the party.
Just for
just wondering if he's eating chips or coming along.
Just so I can get a record, how many of you think that we're... How many of you plan on surviving this?
I always plan on surviving it.
Well, you didn't send a copy of yourself. You sent you.
Yeah. So you better survive
it. Unless you got... I hope you got backup insurance, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
By some miracle, we do get through this. When my other self asks me if I want to integrate again, I'm going to tell him to turn me off, because I'm guessing that there's going to be some fucked up things here.
Yeah.
All right, so metagaming, where do we want to go? Do we want to go, I would say, 2 is the closest thing, but we could also head for 3, 5, or 7.
There's no order to them.
In the place where I ran,
it's
was
just
it,
the order I came
seemed
up
like
with.
A,
well, why don't we just go in the order that Alex came up with?
Or we could just...
That sounds like a recipe for getting killed.
I think we should just go to analyze things to what's closest to us, like start here. All right,
so let's go to 2. Right,
it
so
seems like 2. The easiest way to keep track of where we've been.
Yeah, you can cross them off on them.
Yeah, no, we can.
Oh, the place where I ran to seemed like an okay place.
So we'll head down, make a right, and then walk over to 2.
Am I big enough so someone can, like, ride on me?
Yeah.
Ooh.
You could hold a person on your back.
None of us really are people.
Can I make perception checks just to... I mean, I know I have echolocation, mm-hmm. just to see if I can perceive anything around me. I'll make my...
Like a listening check?
Okay. I'm like a 7-foot tall bird.
Yeah,
can I moxie out my vine, my pollen?
No.
I will ping...
Is it difficult for the dog to move around because he's a plant?
Let's see.
It takes some getting used to. You're not going to be running any. He's not going to be running any marathons.
Oh,
man.
That's my perception.
I wanted to be the first plant to win a marathon.
Well, not yet. You have to train.
Hey, buddy. I was going on a marathon.
26.
26.
I saw that.
No. And it's kind of odd. There's...
The streets are just deserted?
Yeah. There's no wind.
I passed that sound check.
To do what?
Pollen.
Okay. Who's standing close to Ed?
I mean, I guess since I told everybody to stay close, we all are.
Right. So
I'm a robot.
I mean,
Robot.
I wouldn't have been standing right next to everybody when I released
it. I could just see, like, he fails his first time.
Are you going to tell anyone that you're going to release a cloud of pollen?
Yeah, stand back. I'm going to try something.
Oh, don't get it in my goo. And I just...
All right. Meyer and Ryan, make me a luck check. Moxie times 10.
God. Moxie times... Times what?
10.
Times 10.
Oh, good. 5. Maxi.
No. 58 out of
55. 55
out of
70. 58 out of 50. Okay. Ryan, make me will it base.
Okay.
15.
13 out of 15.
Okay.
Thank God.
Yeah. Ryan, you get a face full of pollen.
I told you to stand back.
A little more warning next time, Doc.
It makes you sneeze. That's it.
Well, if you want to cause the horrible Titan mutations hay fever, then you got a great weapon on you, Doc.
You can only use it once.
Crush it up your shit. No.
You just lost all your sports. You're the worst Bulbasaur ever.
So what are the buildings and streets and stuff look like around here?
It's very... Well, see, the thing with your echolocation is that you don't see color or anything like that. It's generic.
Most grass.
Like, you couldn't... There's no... Like, you know how every city sort of has a flavor?
Mm-hmm.
This one doesn't. It's just...
Cardboard flavored.
Yes. It's just gray buildings that look like they're supposed to be in a city... But there's nothing here. There's no signage. Windows are empty. There's just nothing.
We just saw signs saying, "Hey, get the fuck out."
Yes, that was painted on the wall. That's it.
In blood?
Maybe.
Semen?
We didn't really check.
It could have been a mixture.
I didn't see it, so. All right.
We read it to
Lehman.
So as you walk down the blocks, you round the corner to 2.
Yeah.
And you see... Black fungal pods everywhere.
Black fungal pods.
It just covers the ground, the walls of the buildings for, as, you know, blocks in front of you.
I'm just going to keep walking.
Hey, Gab, go poke one.
Why me?
Because you could run away.
If I put my reticle over it, does it...
Well, you don't have a reticle.
Say what it is?
No.
Why does it the dog? He's part plant that he can talk to his plant buddies.
Let's send Damien, because he's a robot.
That's true. Oh.
What about the ball?
Damien is a cloud.
What about...
A cloud of robots, right?
Yes. What about Dalton? Dalton's a robot.
But he can't
speak.
Dalton is eating chips. He's not doing anything.
How big is this area? Can we, like, skirt the perimeter? Because I'm guessing we don't want to disturb whatever is in the...
Putting into the...
They're not huge. They're small. They're like baseball-sized.
Throw a rock at it.
But they're all over the ground.
I don't think I can.
That's Will.
Can we throw a rock at it?
Will's the human spider.
Oh, yeah. Will's
the human... Yeah. When can we get Fenrir?
We're naked, right?
Yes. You are buck naked.
I'm a robot.
I'm a spear.
I'm a bird.
I'm a plant, so I'm okay.
I'm a bat thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think any of us care that we're naked.
Yeah.
Is it cold, or...
Can I have 100,000
Stop looking at my curves, boys.
It's very temperate.
Oh, I thought you were going to ask...
It's not hot either.
100,000 tiny penises.
I probably do have that. How many pieces of things am I?
Millions.
God. Millions? So do I have...
You're at my curves.
Molecular-sized robots.
Yeah, you're nano machines.
You can't really even see me unless I want to.
You're probably just like misty.
Yeah.
Do I recognize these at all from my studies of medicine as like?
You can barely you see everything in infrared. Ed, you can barely see him.
I mean the fungal pods.
Oh, what medicines do you have?
General.
It's not a medicine thing. It would be like a biology thing.
Gene sculpting, surgery.
No. Not unless you normally operate on funguses.
Mm. How often?
A couple of times.
Oh, I have academics biochemistry.
Mm. Okay, roll it.
Surprise. Yeah, <that's>
No, 90.
It's fungus.
And probably dangerous, we shouldn't go down over there.
You eat it, and it actually...
You eat it.
That's probably false tag.
You can convince Will to eat it.
Yeah, he'll do it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. Oh, guys, I'm here. I'll eat it.
Will, you're late. Prove your worth.
Oh, when he gets here, let's just hand him one and tell him to eat it.
Yeah.
I don't want to touch it.
I don't have hands.
It's not a mushroom. It's like a pod.
So, hand it.
Hey, eat this. All right.
Well, we picked this one for you. It's delicious. You should eat it. Who has hands? Someone with hands. Can I pick them up?
Everyone knows spiders love to eat fungus.
But I can't interface with electronics.
Hello, William.
Fungi.
Spider boy, take a bite.
Yeah, you gotta eat the fungi, spider boy.
Just to recap, you're in the horrible Titan city of Tartarus.
Yes.
You've just walked down the block. Will needs a chair.
Myron, you can slide over.
Scooch.
Really?
You're late, Will. You don't get to complain.
Really?
What are you complaining about? It's a fucking seat. Just fucking sit
down.
Yes,
but it's next to Ed and Meyer, who molest me all the freaking time.
You deserve molestation after being as late as you are.
We survived.
Hey, I was busy at work.
Yeah, a normal human person would call and say,
"We survived.
Hey, I'm stuck at work."
We survived. We had.
I would feel bad for Will, but this is going to be really funny for me, so I don't.
And there's black fungal pods all over the ground in front of you.
Spider boy, take a bite.
Yeah, you're eating it. That's my
kiss. Alright,
Yeah, I'm gonna borrow some dice.
I
have time to go home.
Eat the fungus.
I don't have cursed dice, so you're just gonna get regular dice.
Hey, spider boy, eat the fungus.
Never mind.
Game science.
So Will's gonna eat the fungus.
Yeah, well, don't put your sheet on the cord.
I can use that part.
Hey.
Or can I?
Because
Will's here.
The recorder picks it up.
Yeah.
And here's the
fungus. Eat the fungus.
So like, damn it.
All right.
Now. And as a refresher, Will, you are in the eight-armed, eight-eyed Spider-Man form.
Yeah, I'm Spider-Man.
And we're all naked.
Yes, you're all naked.
So Will might care about that.
Not really.
Oh, Ryan is humanoid.
Yeah, I...
Oh, I don't really care that I'm naked.
I'm a spear, and everybody's checking out my humps.
You really just one hump.
You're single.
Exactly.
What did you just roll?
Yeah.
Really badly.
what did you roll? I mean, like, was...
He was,
He rolled the eat the mold. What happened?
Oh, he failed to eat it, so it's good for him.
He couldn't get it in his mouth. All eight of his eyes viewed his depth.
He failed to properly digest the mold. That doesn't mean he didn't ingest
Do you have any way of figuring out what this mold is, Will?
Can I take another attempt at it?
Sure.
don't know what the moth is.
Why would we care what this fungus is? Why don't we just move on?
Because it might actually have healing properties.
Good grief.
Well, it might actually be something that we're looking for since we don't know what we're looking for.
That's good. This is a great mission, by the way. Good.
28 out of 45.
It's nothing you've ever seen before. It definitely seems alien in origin.
Okay.
That was useful.
In that case...
As you're staring at it, you can see it actually is starting to spread.
Not
quickly, but you could see small tendrils growing off the pods. And as you look, it's like a network.
Yeah, this does it look this like seems it's like a terrible idea. Let's go somewhere
else.
It's
not growing towards you. It's everywhere.
It's just growing.
It's just growing.
It's just spreading.
Let's go to a different place.
Somebody throw a rock at it.
Are there any? Oh, I can't pick up a rock.
I can't either. I'm a spear.
Why does the mutas eat it?
I don't want to eat it.
Spiders love to eat.
Actually,
fungus. I'm not actually a spider.
Maybe throwing a rock
right now
at it isn't
are.
A good idea.
All right. Are we moving along, people? Move along.
Yeah.
Let's get away from these stupid things.
Is it just like localized in this area?
Yeah, it's localized. It's,
all right. In that case, let's turn around and head over to three.
To three.
No,
we're going somewhere else.
Three.
All right, so
damn,
three.
Alex is really happy.
I like this one. So as you're walking down the block, you start to hear voices. Human voices.
Eric's favorite voices.
And you see what looks like a church.
Eric's favorite
church. The door is open, and that's where the voices are coming from.
No.
Just keep walking.
How many voices?
God.
Skip it.
The worst game ever. This is going to be horrible. Everything is going to kill us.
I can't go into church. At least we'll catch fire.
If I go into church, I can always run away really quickly.
Gavin, you're our social engineer, so go in, try to blend in.
All right.
I am not going in.
All right, the 6-foot-tall bird walks into the church.
I thought it was 7 foot.
That's, 7 foot tall.
Well, he's in the company of a sphere, a spider thing,
I'm just joking, it's fine.
All right.
So you walk up the steps. You have to duck under the door, because you're like 7 feet tall.
I'm going to stay right outside the door, I'm not going in.
And Maya, you see... There are 12 or so people in there, sitting in pews, and there is what looks like a man behind the lectern. You could see all of these people are in morphs just as twisted as yours. And the man is preaching. He sees you walk in. Welcome, brother! Friends, brothers and sisters, we have a newcomer with us today. They all turn around and see you.
Actually, there's a bunch of newcomers outside. That sounds either promising or ominous.
Yeah.
Brothers and sisters, come
eat
in and
the
join
ice
us.
Cream. Eat the ice cream.
He sees you now. He sees you all standing on the street. And gestures for you to come in.
Don't make a big deal about this. I'm just a
casual
listener.
We're just passing through.
I understand.
I'm a spread thin, so I'm not very visible.
Make a psalm check.
Okay. I'm still outside with James.
What are we doing there, Psalm?
He's
Psalm the
base. I'll go in.
So I got to get less than 15.
Please.
Yes.
Well, I'm not going to do this. That's my 10-sided one.
Please continue on.
75.
You can't. You don't really have that fine control over yourself yet.
Still
you're just sort of a floaty clouds, though.
Okay. Maybe they won't notice me anyway.
Please just, keep on with your lecture. Don't make a big deal that I'm here.
Well, at least have a seat, brother.
I'll go in, too, because I said Lucas is sort of religious, and this is freaking him out, so...
All right, I'll sit.
Yeah, that's fine.
I would like to analyze the door, see if they can automatically close or something, or...
Analyze it how?
Let's see.
Sphere powers.
If you've got, like, hardware electronics or hardware...
I do have hardware electronics.
I
have hardware industrial, too.
I mean, I won't make... They're wooden doors.
Okay. They're just regular wooden doors.
They're doors. I mean, wood is something you haven't seen in a long time.
Yeah. Okay,
but they're doors. You don't see any other than, like, hinges and, the locking mechanism. You don't see anything.
Okay.
As an 8-year-old, would I have ever seen wood at all?
No. As an 8-year-old pig born in space, no.
Holy shit, what is this?
What are those doors made out of?
Wood. They're made out of trees.
Just so matter-of-factly. Wood.
Well, would Ed have seen wood either?
No.
That was Will
and neither would... Oh. Oh, Dalton, but he's...
I lived on Earth.
Yeah, you. Everyone else who's not an uplift has seen wood before.
Why would I be really happy to see wood?
Because you're a bird. Yeah. I get what you're saying, but you've never seen wood before, so you wouldn't be happy.
And it would really be a tree.
And I'm a crow. Since crows don't have any particular affinity.
That's right, he's a crow.
I think he was thinking a tree. Birds like trees.
Well, yeah, birds would like wood because they think it's made of a tree. Because they think it is a tree, and they can peck at it and eat the insects inside it. But you've never seen a tree to do that to. So
instinct, kind of cause him to do that. It's like, oh, it's a piece of wood. If you peck at it,
he's going to smash my bulb.
Well, then why did Meyer want to do it?
It's a piece of
then?
Wood. Yeah, and Ed has never seen it before.
I know. I'm just.
All right, so I take a seat in the pew next to Meyer and fold my wing hands penitently in front of me and bow my head.
I'm gonna listen at the door.
Okay.
I'm going to examine the door thoroughly.
Do you want to check, or are you just staring at the door?
I'm just enthralled. What is this?
All right.
I'm explaining to him what trees were and how we used to make doors out of them.
Okay, I'll get a history lesson.
Brothers and sisters, these newcomers just prove what we have been saying. This is a place of penitence. Look at our new friends. A bird and a bat. They are just as twisted as we are, because we have sinned against the Lord. We have taken his name in vain. There was lust and gluttony.
Jesus Christ.
We are here for penitence. This is, as I've said, my brothers and sisters, this is our hell. They all nod in agreement. The murmurs of like
We can still message each other, right?
I have this.
You don't have any way to read them.
I have this image in my head that there's like all these horrible twisted things, and then just a fat black woman in a sundress,
fanning herself.
We sin. That's right.
Racist.
Praise the Lord.
Oh, we can't hear this one.
That's not racist.
Hold on. Boob yanking. Now we can't.
Yeah, now we can't. All
right. We have to prove our devotion to the Lord to be rescued from this hell. Brothers and sisters, I want you to join me in proving your devotion to the Lord and showing him you are penitent.
I don't like where this is going.
Show him that you want forgiveness in the only way we know how. They all murmur. And then they all reach down next to them in the pews. And
they pull out Bibles and read.
They pull out daggers.
I raise my hand at this point and say, excuse me, forgive me for talking out of turn, but I'm a Catholic and we usually just say Hail Marys.
I understand your dilemma, my brother. But this goes beyond Catholicism or any sort of religion. This is straight penitence to God. Brothers and sisters, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. And they all slit their throats.
Okay, well.
And they...
Meyer, Ryan, James, Ed, you're watching at the door. Sanchez.
I'm just listening at the door.
Okay, well then you hear a dozen people scream in guttural agony. Make a Sanchez.
I don't have to?
That's Will times three, right?
Will times three, yeah.
Okay.
I was explaining to him about wood and trees and earth.
I think James probably
what is that again?
Didn't have to
Will
either,
times three.
Since we were distracted by each other.
I did it. 51.
Yes.
Out of 6.
5 out of 45.
Right. All right.
I did not.
Ryan, take 3 stress.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Did what I just think happened?
Yep.
They all just fall over dead.
They're all dead.
That gives me a trauma, because it pushes me over the trauma threshold.
That's good.
Oh, okay.
I'm still a cold ass.
I'm going to walk in and take note of the kind of morphs that they're in.
Nothing you've ever seen before. Each one is different and twisted and sort of horrific.
I'm going to see if they have anything on them.
They have a whole bunch of bloody knives. That's it.
Lucas is... has got his head in his bat hands and he's muttering in Portuguese.
I try to console him for my wing.
Oh, one other game piece of information. There's a good chance you guys will probably be here for more than one day. So if you decide you want to rest for it has to be for a period of at least 5 hours, you can get back health and sanity.
Okay.
Is there a safe point?
Church is clear. This
can I scrounge around the church and see if there's anything
Interesting. Yeah, make a scrounging check.
That is a 15 out of 55.
We can barricade there's the pews, door with the dead bodies.
A wooden altar behind the lectern, mm-hmm. and 13 dead bodies.
Why do I feel like these are the smart ones?
Yeah.
Well, they don't have cordial stuff.
Cordial, they're cordial stacks.
You'd have to go digging through their skulls to find out.
Well, I'll do that.
Okay, make a surgery check.
All right, but Ed,
you guys, the plants
double aughts.
What?
Double aughts.
Nope.
It's Doc Skulax. It's what he does.
But yeah, Ed, also Ed, what are you gonna do with the stacks? You can't do anything in this world. When we come,
just want to see if they have. I just want to learn stuff.
Oh, okay.
Well, there don't seem to be any cortical stacks, which would indicate that if you die, you die.
I'm gonna be making Pokemon references towards Doc the entire night. By the way.
Well, now we know. Get it.
Doc.
Said Flora.
I know you don't need me to tell you your business, but maybe you should be a little more careful. We don't know what kind of contamination these other morphs might have.
You're right. I should have worn gloves.
Just prick your leaves off. They should grow back new ones.
All right. Well.
All right. Well, if we need to come back here for any reason,
he knows a safe place.
Yeah.
Since they're all dead here.
We can barricade.
I need a few minutes.
Okay. I'd like to try and disassemble the door. I think that's something I could do.
You would need a screwdriver.
I'm not going to be able to do it, but it seems like the sort of thing I should be able to do.
Also, I imagine that the surgery wasn't pretty because I probably just used one of the knives because I don't have any scalpel with me or anything.
Yeah, you just kind of dug into the back of their head. Yeah, you go up against the door. You sort of try to push yourself against it. You can feel, like, the structure of the door.
Yeah.
You just don't know how to interact with it yet.
Hmm.
You might even be able to dig through, like, solid matter and phase through, since you're made of molecule.
Can I try that now?
Sonic base.
Molecule-sized robots.
I was about to say, when you feel the door, like...
42. Come on, 42. That's a good number.
Yeah, but it's a failure.
Yeah.
So, same, like, you could feel the structure, and maybe you could, but you just don't...
It seems like I could, but I don't know how.
Exactly.
All right.
Some of your members just aren't coordinated.
I feel like it's member. Like
it's like sexual.
Like doing the
cattle. Oh, it's even funnier now.
Go member.
Goodbye.
Hey, man, don't get up and say goodbye or anything.
Yes, Swams, get up and say goodbye.
Right, shut up, Will. You were late.
Yeah.
Is there anything else going on in this church? Like in any other rooms or?
Nope. It's a small church.
Okay.
There's like five rows of pews. That's it.
Okay. There's no, like, priest's office or anything? Or,
no.
Well.
So they've been sitting there this whole time just doing preaches and waiting for us to get here to kill themselves.
Doing preaches?
Yeah. You don't know how long they've been there.
You've never been to a church and done some preaches?
Yeah.
Sorry. I just woke up.
They've been doing preaches.
They've been doing preaches just waiting for you guys.
Doing the preaching.
That was the word I was looking for.
It's like 8:30, isn't it?
It's 20 to 9.
So, yeah.
Well,
James said he just woke up.
Oh, no, I got home from work and took a nap.
Well, I don't think there's much left for us here. Why don't we move to the next terrible location?
I think Lucas needs a couple more moments.
I think
Lucas looks a little upset by what happened.
What kind of...
Also, guys, take into account while you're making checks that most of you have penalties from sleeving into your horrible memories.
I didn't. Yep. I remember that one.
Where does it say that?
You should have written it on your sheets.
I've been doing it.
Maybe I passed all my things.
Maybe.
I think I still passed. I thought it was like, what, minus 10 or something?
Yeah, I still passed.
I've been looking.
Well, you haven't really done anything.
I kind of think I did pass, come to think of it.
You might you minus a 10 from the... From, on the
I remember it was
sheet,
a ridiculously...
Right?
Like low thing. I think it was Psalm again that I was supposed to roll.
Yeah.
And I remember making it because it was all
right.
Ridiculous.
It's
not minus 10 from the die rolls. It's minus 10 from the sheet, right?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. All right. I've been doing it.
You know what that was like?
What, a month and a half ago?
About a month ago.
I wouldn't trust my memory from that far back, but
it's okay.
All right. So there's nothing else here.
Nope.
All right. I'd say let's move on then.
What could we use this wood? Four.
We could build stuff.
A door.
Make barricades.
Now, if we don't have entopics, how do we hear Chris or...
I figured we'd hear him as like a harmonized voice.
Yeah, that's kind of what I heard.
They all speaking at once.
Yeah.
That's horrifying.
I know. Wait until it gets controlled, then you can have one just go up to your ear and just start whispering nothing into your ear.
Well, it would be too small for you to hear one.
So far we had a terrible fungus, it seemed, and then this terrible fungus.
Well, you don't know if the fungus was terrible.
We don't know anything about the fungus. Nobody would eat it, and I can't throw rocks at it.
My character can just... Gavin can just be a pessimist. Don't do that. Good grief.
Shall we?
God damn it.
All right, from here, we want to go for three... We want to go for four or five.
We're batting 100. Let's go for four.
Okay, we'll just go in
order. What's the worst that can happen?
Why would you...
give me one second.
All of a sudden, the skies open up and it starts raining.
How does my cough sound when I cough?
What sky? I thought it was just the other side
Shut
of the cube.
Actually,
cares about your spilt milk on you, D.
Actually, ostriches squeak.
Well, he's not
an ostrich. I'm a terror bird.
You let out a kind of roar. Ooh. It's weird. It's hard to describe.
Is he a chimera?
Is it terrifying?
It's kind of scary. Mm,
that's pretty cool.
So what number are you going to?
We're going to go to four. We're going to go in order.
Okay. You walk away from the horrible church.
Are we going to a horrible hospital?
No.
Is there a horrible hospital?
As you walk towards the four on the map, you hear a buzzing in this. Not a buzzing. A whizzing.
A whizzing.
Engines, maybe?
Something flying. Right.
So make a perception check.
Yes.
Yay.
Perception minus 10.
I perceived that.
Yep. 20.
I did not perceive that.
I did not perceive it.
I got a 19 out of 70, which still would have been a failure.
I had 360 degree vision, but I don't think that helps with this.
Alright, so all of you who perceived successfully,
yes.
You see a few of those same, or very similar to the security drones of the Zurbany station, flying by overhead.
Well, take cover.
Like the disc things? They were discs?
No, they were kind of like small... little jets.
With guns strapped on them.
With guns.
It's hard for
I'm telling everybody to take cover.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm gonna try.
Take cover.
Infiltration.
Infiltration for cover?
And I don't have my bonus.
That is a 9 out of something big.
Hell no. 79 out of 20.
Can I just try to 45. Run back to the church?
30 out of 30.
Did I lose it?
Oh, that sucks.
What, Will?
Grit.
Crit failed?
Yeah.
No, he said that sucks and crit succeeded, Alex.
Yeah. Well, Will.
That's true.
I guess I'm not going to do very well at this either.
I mean, you can't. You're going to be more obvious if you go running back to the church.
No, I'll just infiltrate them.
Yeah, because the whole... right now we're over here and the church is here.
Yeah,
that's so that's like halfway across.
I failed.
Are you sure I shouldn't have any infiltration?
Yeah, we didn't try to
fail.
I think I had some on my original
science.
No.
The pig one.
I just didn't...
Smuggler.
If you have it at base, I didn't write it in on your sheet. Doesn't mean you don't have it.
Running around...
Yeah, the only skills that you can't default to are...
No, I know I could default to it. I was pretty sure I had some.
Nope. Infiltration, 15.
The only skills you can't default are...
That must have been what I was going to put my... into
InfoSec,
next.
The psi skills, and programming.
And demolition.
And demolition.
My apologies.
Yep, sorry.
Yeah. I should have taken it.
Well,
I have an axe beak.
They don't notice you, though.
That's good.
So they go flying by overhead.
All
right. Even with my crit fail.
Even with... you want them to notice you?
No.
Oh, okay, so they don't notice
will.
You.
Let's keep walking.
I'm hiding.
Where are they going?
They don't notice us.
Just see them sort of like flying over one building and going across the building. You know, they're just sort of flying around.
Are they patrolling? Like
you can't. They're not. You haven't seen any more of their flight pattern.
Okay.
You couldn't tell.
Shit! I just realized I don't even know what I would do against one of those things.
I'm
gonna try to throw a punch to the air with my vines.
Okay. It's more of a whip.
Doc, use vine whip.
You can't really punch. You just
right.
Sort of,
whoopsie.
Can I do it? Does it work?
Coil up.
Give me unarmed combat check.
His vine into a giant ball and make it like a ball and chain, and then punch.
Can it grow thorns on it?
You know, like kind
of just grow.
That is a 42 out of 20. So no.
You kind of just flail your vine in the air.
You guys see Doc Skeelax going,
Doc, what are you doing?
I'm trying to figure out how to use this arm.
I think you're trying to use photosynthesis.
It might be worth it to follow those drones.
Not a bad idea.
Well, what's the place we were walking to? Or was the three that we saw the drones?
Three was the church. Four we saw the drones. So we're...
Four we saw the drones, or the drones happened to pass over us while we were going to...
Well, is there anything else in the area?
No, it's pretty empty. All right,
so let's pass.
So, yeah, follow the drones.
Yeah, let's go follow the drones.
Which direction are they heading in?
They're heading left. From
left?
That. Yeah.
Okay, so...
They're going to the next part of the cube.
So you start following the drones.
Yeah.
They get to the edge of the cube.
Yeah.
Turn around and start coming back.
Yep. Hiding.
Take cover. So make another infiltration test.
That is not
success
that time.
I did it. 5.
29 out of 30.
Somehow I did it.
Did it.
First time I got 30 out of 30. This time I got 29 out of 30.
Who failed?
Me.
I did.
All right. Well, they see you two.
Yeah, me too.
Well, they see you three. You see, there's about six of them, and they're flying, and then they divert and start coming right towards you.
How did a 7-foot tall bird hide?
You stuck your head in the ground.
So they're coming right at you,
and we don't have any way of fighting them that we know of.
Oh, well.
Thanks, guys. Right.
I'm going to use my electric shock attack.
No.
Damn it! I'm going to use my flamethrowers.
Oh, okay. No.
Damn it. I'd use my police baboon.
Yeah, roll it.
All right. Animal control.
No, roll your police baboon skill. Oh, you don't have police baboons.
Oh, no, he's... Hold on.
I'm kidding. No.
Here it is.
Summon police baboon.
All right. can I make another attempt to fly?
It's some to get your wings going.
All right. And that's with no penalty?
Oh. I can see that making you more of a target.
No, no penalty.
Two?
No penalty, no. 29 out of 20.
29, yeah, you still don't know how to get your wings working. I'm going to tell you, you can't really... Yeah, give me a SOM.
Damn it, I can't get hard.
That's 27, no, still.
You're still just sort of a cloud hovering at ground level.
Does it feel like it might work? Like when I pushed up against the door and could...
You're not quite sure, because you're not really sure how you're floating now.
Oh.
So okay. you really don't know. It doesn't... It's... You don't get the sense that you can't do it, but you really don't know if you could.
He's like Spider-Man. You're the hero.
I'm nothing.
You're actually more Man-Spider.
I guess the only other option is to surrender and see what happens, because...
They
don't see me.
You guys have to surrender.
You could also...
Run.
Yeah, I might go with that.
I succeeded, so they didn't see me, so...
No. Right. They're coming at Ed, Chris, and Ryan.
Are there? In that case, I'm going to tell everybody, scatter.
Yeah, I'm going to run.
All right. Make free running checks.
I'll go with it.
Beat up at the church.
Oh, good. Base Psalm. Fantastic.
3 out of 30.
That's a 30 out of 10.
I just dropped it, rolled like all the way to the other side of you. Under the couch, almost. Of course, a little bit.
Since they don't notice me, I'm just going to stay where I am.
They don't see me. I'm just going to stay where I am.
I can't do anything in this body.
No? 30 out of 10.
I thought it was right on the floor. Sorry,
this is a terrible game.
I'll start jumping there, Alex. Go back there.
What's the point?
Why are we playing this?
You can go ahead and assume
this game. This game is fun.
Sure. What did you roll at?
30 out of 10.
I know I'm fun. I'm awesome.
And Ryan?
3 out of 30.
Except for when I'm late. Ah. I'm not too awesome.
All right,
So I got a very narrow margin of success.
My arms too fat.
Well, they failed their perception checks to watch you split up. So, Ed, your margin of failure was less than theirs. Yes. So one is still following you, though, Ed. And
hey, Ryan, do you have a reaching stick?
No.
A reaching stick?
A ruler, axe scratcher.
There's a ruler.
So one is still following me?
Yeah. One of them broke off from their formation and is following you.
Say you did have one.
And I didn't want you to know about that ruler.
I will wait for Chris.
That's Allie's stuff over there.
That's his family's ancient.
And Ryan, you pass, so you lose him.
Okay.
That's Allie's ancient.
You start running through the streets and then duck behind the corner of a building.
Oh.
Why not just lift the couch?
Because it's a there's sectional.
People sitting on it?
That too.
I can't lift Ed, Will, and Meyer?
Probably. I think you can.
What a wuss. Well, not with like one hand and reach under the couch with my other hand.
Just get really mad and flip the table.
Stop trying, you're gonna break the couch.
Why don't you get another die?
Die.
This one was expensive.
Because our game science.
I'm gonna whip the robot out of the air.
It's probably probably working
have to get
against
a little closer
you.
First.
Probably working against you that the edges are so sharp on the carpet. let me see if I have it. You got it?
I'm sure our listeners are going to be thrilled that part of the game.
The dramatic adventures of Chris trying to retrieve his die from
that,
underneath the couch.
The epic struggle between Chris and the couch.
Okay, no, I failed.
All right, Chris, one is still following you. All right, so why don't you two roll initiative?
Fifteen.
What's Derek doing?
Eating chips.
What if I drop the die under the couch again?
He's just standing. I can see him just standing under a awning.
What am I rolling? One 10-sided die and adding my INIP, right? Five and nine is 14.
All right, they're going at 7. They are pursuing you. Ed, you had 13?
This means sick.
15.
15. So, Chris, what do you do with
that? That means dead.
No, that means sick. Where didn't you get the memo?
No. No,
the president of the world sent it to everybody.
Yeah. Not sent to me.
He must not like that.
I really don't know. Can I...
That's why
running doesn't seem to work.
You can try spreading out again.
That's why you got some work.
Yeah, I guess.
Because president of the world doesn't like
it. All right, so make
same skill, so...
It said the world, not...
Yeah.
So you could do Psalm at plus 10.
Psalm
at plus 10. That makes it 20.
Michael Jackson.
Oh, 25.
I think that's a little worse than assuming it's a 5.
7.
Okay. Chris, you spread out.
I'd rather be Nick Cage.
So make an infiltration check at plus 50.
Plus 50. Right. I think that makes it 60.
Actually, no, you're invisible. So it flies over you.
Yeah, even better.
You should... Oh, damn it, I can't... I'm not there, we don't have TACnet.
Ed? If only I had tried to disassemble it instead.
That's what I was going
to
say. Land on it and fuck
what
up its electronics.
What does the area around me look like?
It's sort of... I mean, you're running down a street. There are a few buildings. None particularly tall.
I do one of those cool things where I, like...
I just see it.
I lead it to, like... An area, like, I lead it to, like, a wall and then, like, dive out of the way and have it, like,
sunflower.
Crash into the wall.
You could try.
What would I have to do to do that?
Well, I mean, you'd have to run to find an area of the wall. So make a perception check to find the area you're looking for.
I kind of imagine
that
kind of
is
like,
5 out of 6.
Okay, so you make a right down an alley, and there's a wall there. So you're going to have to...
Or, like, can I run down, like, a small out, like one of those small alleys, so it can't fit through it. I probably wouldn't be able to fit through that either.
I think I prefer the flora.
Well, it's a jet. It's got to be pretty sizable.
It's not. It's like.
Is it bigger than me?
Is it like a frisbee?
A little bit.
Okay, so I want to basically run down an alley that's
really thin.
That's big enough for me, but not big enough for it, so that when it tries to fly through the alley,
I'll tell you this, Ed. It could just fly over the alley.
Yeah,
right, but, yeah, okay. So I'll just
it's not like a tunnel.
Once he's in the alley, he
can
stop.
Can helicopter.
And then it'll just have to sit and wait and stare at him.
Or shoot him.
Or just shoot him down.
Yeah.
All right, I'll just do the wall thing.
I don't mind if Ed gets shot.
Okay, so you run down the alley and stop.
You're going to become a wallflower?
So that's going to be a fray check at full to jump out of the way at the last second.
That is... 21.
Actually, no. You can double your fray because you're
photosynthesis.
You're devoting your whole action to it.
That's 21 out of fullness. Out of
solar beam.
Solar
95.
Beam. Okay.
Fullness.
Out of fullness. It is going to make a.
No, actually, out of 100. So.
Yeah. Well, so you just as long as you don't fail. Yeah, it is going to make an idea check to see if it knows what you're doing. It has an inkling. So now it gets to make a fray check.
Figure out what I can do.
Stupid AIs being intelligent.
But it fails! So it kind of knew what was going on. So you jump out of the way, and it starts to pull up and slams into the wall. It doesn't explode, but it gets damaged, and so
it's like, oh god, ow!
And flies off, okay, like trailing smoke.
Yes!
I am invincible! And that's when you get frozen.
Mm-hmm. Alright, so Ed.
Or a satellite.
Make me.
No, a first frozen, then the satellite.
Navigation check.
I failed that one, I think.
You don't know where you are.
Awesome.
And there we go.
It's, if you don't have it as a skill, it's INIT at base. I mean, in this.
I did yell for everyone.
INIT at base. Intuition.
So.
But he doesn't know where the church is.
Exactly.
Yeah. You defeated him! But you don't know where you are.
I climb to a roof and just start crying.
But I passed my perception check, so obviously I knew like where I was going.
No, you passed a perception check to find a narrow alley.
Find a right. convenient spot.
Yeah, navigation but is you the got thing lost. That you have to pass to figure out where you're going. That's what navigation means.
Yeah. Also, Chris.
Hi.
Navigation check.
I didn't move, I just spread out.
I thought you, oh, that's right, you didn't run. Ryan did.
Yeah, I did.
So
I tried to run check. And failed.
With my penalty?
Oh, no, no, you passed. You passed your free running check.
Yeah, I did.
But yes, navigation to with your penalty.
All right, so I have to beat a 5.
Oh.
All right. Seems good.
And he did it.
80 out of 5.
So close.
You are somewhat turned around, Ryan.
Okay. Can I look for... Can I make a perception check to look for any kind of landmark that we might have noticed?
Yeah, you could both do that.
I'm going to go back to the church.
Double odds.
All right.
Nice. 9 out of 40 for me.
Okay. James, Meyer, and Will, you go back to the church.
Yeah.
You see Chris float up.
Okay.
No Ryan and Ed, though.
I'm going to start bringing the bodies outside and burning them to make a signal fire.
Burning them with what?
Magic.
Sorry.
I'll use my flamethrowers.
Each of you roll one die. Ryan and Ed.
Can I...
7.
I could break the door and use 2 sticks and rub them
0.
Together.
All right, so, Ed, it takes you about 45 minutes to find your way back.
Okay.
Ryan, it takes you an hour.
Okay.
So, you guys, are you going to wait around at the church for them?
I guess so.
Well, yeah, I said the rendezvous at the church. I mean, it'd be pretty thick.
All right, so 45 minutes later, Doc Skelak shows up.
Can I make a couple of psalm checks during that hour to see if I can make my wings go turbid?
Sure. So you can make 4.
4. Hey, I made it. 11.
Okay. Ryan.
Ooh.
Critical. It's really weird, Ryan. It's almost like you're pushing blood into the membranes to sort of make them a little stiff.
I got a wing boner.
But yeah, you get a wing boner.
He's erect.
I'll say, if you want to try flying, Ryan, you could reduce your time back.
Yeah, why not?
So make me a flight check.
Succeeded that.
20 out of... That's at a 20.
So can we all play with our new
body? Yes, 16 out of 20.
Okay, Ryan, I'm going to cut that down to 20 minutes.
Yeah!
So, Ed, you're the last one back, okay.
All right.
Ryan, you... And as you get up, you sort of see... You know, you start flying around and doing...
I can see the...
Does he pass over me?
Yes.
Being a bird is awesome!
You're a bat, not a bird! Don't be racist!
Flying mammal is awesome!
I never thought that I would be.
Yeah, so you find the church, Ryan, you take a few little loops around.
Being a disgusting winged rat is awesome. I want to test out my beak axe on something.
I don't even.
There's a wooden door. You can do that. You can make 2 sticks so I can rub together to make the signal fire.
I'll use it on one of the pews.
Okay. Give me a blades check.
All right.
I believe you have a bonus in that.
Yeah. I got a 4 out of 10.
4 out of 10?
Yeah. Nice.
All right, roll damage. Is your beak... Your weapons are on the back page, I believe.
It doesn't have any weapons.
You sure? I think it's...
Oh, no, it's right on the front.
Yeah, single fire is a good idea.
It has nothing.
All right, so you can write beak?
Beak. Range.
Because that could just
melee.
Draw drones here.
Beak.
I'm not
damage.
Really making a fire. I'm a spear. I can't grab the sticks.
What's your damage bonus, Meyer? It's at the very far right side of your stats.
2.
2. All right. So you roll 2d10 plus 6.
Okay.
I'm a spider bot. I'm going to, like, as I'm walking, I'm going to, like,
not my muscles, but I'm gonna, like, tense all my muscles.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And, like, one by one, and, like, just to, like, sort of see if there's anything that I'm missing. Or that
what
I don't
do you mean missing?
Like, see if there's anything else
about
in my
his
body,
body
that I don't know about. Basically, I'm just gonna, like, squeeze all my body parts. Just, like...
Okay, I won't make you roll for it. I mean, you don't feel... It's really weird. You don't really feel things, but it's not that you don't feel things. Mm-hmm. It's sort of like everything's a little numb, and you don't feel warm, which is kind of weird. Mm-hmm. But you don't really feel cold. It's very odd being a plant. The sun feels real good, though.
There's a sun.
Yeah, how does he feel the sun if we're inside of a cube?
Past
there's sun
Neptune.
In there.
Oh, okay. You didn't mention that one before.
Oh, yeah. There's a sun.
Oh.
Yeah.
Use the sun and absorb its energy and then make
a weapon
out of it.
Huh?
Yeah. It's not, well, it's not a full-size star.
Soul
but
game.
you see, there's a sun floating in the middle.
Or apparently in a Dyson cube.
I got 21 damage.
That pew turns to splinters.
Oh yeah.
Elise would applaud.
You could feel. You
the
can
ship
feel.
It's inside the Dyson sphere.
Yeah. There's no. You don't feel like there's anything you're missing.
But you do pop a sap vessel.
I have.
Do
a
I accidentally plant poop?
No.
You
release oxygen.
I may not be able to fly, but I have a cool beak.
Ah crap! I plant pooped.
All right, so Doc Skeelax comes back to the church.
Oh.
Hello. Sorry, I got turned around.
Mm-hmm. Can I see if Damien can think of
I
anything?
I crashed one of the robots into a wall, though. I did
could
that really cool thing where you're running and you dive out of the way.
Cog times three.
Cog times three.
I broke this. Can I try opening?
Do you have any hardware?
You with my feet.
Armor.
Nice.
Armorer.
No.
Armorer.
Yeah,
any robotics or anything like that?
What would that be on there?
Hardware.
No,
I have hardware robotics. Can I give him an idea?
Yeah.
Profession.
How about InfoSec? Like,
no.
Could I look through my programming and find out what I could do?
Eight arms, one spider.
You can probably,
six arms and two legs.
Like, see what sort of subroutines my things can do?
You don't know how to do that.
Usually it would be...
like hacking?
It would be your...
But it's you.
It would be, if you were in a regular body, it would be like an Entoptic pop-up menu where you could look at, you know, your controls,
file,
but you don't have
menus.
You could give me an idea. I'll say it's going to be cog times
three, right?
Two, though, because you don't, this nanorobotics isn't your forte.
I could give
46
an idea.
Out of 40.
Oof. James, if you want to roll, you have nano machine,
I have robotics. I do. I think I had something nano related.
I thought you had.
Yeah, hardware nanotechnology or interest nanotechnology, I think. The knowledge skills are.
Academics, nanotech.
There you go. Yeah, roll that.
39 out of 40.
Ooh. Okay.
Yeah.
You kind of see Damien's. Floating there
cloud,
and sort of
like doing things like what the hell is
yeah
can I what about
does he accidentally does he accidentally nanobot poop
yes
he releases more exhaust into the air.
Here's the thing, James. Human nanoswarms, while small, are still like visible. They're like gnat sized machines. He is smaller than that, which means he's probably more on the scale of a Titan nanoswarm. So he's like true.
He's like the smoke monster.
Yeah, he's like true nanobots.
I actually have. My mute has knowledge of of Titans.
Oh, you can roll that too. All
right, but it's not written on my sheet.
Oh, yeah. Your muse has it at
98.
It's dinosaurs.
Academic interest Titans at 40.
25.
Okay. Your muse tells you
moves.
That during the fall and the records that survived, some of the things from Titan nanoswarms, they were able to disassemble things. They can also assemble things much faster than a human cornucopia machine could.
I could just make whatever I want? Is that what
you
just said?
You would need the materials.
You need to know how to make it, though.
Okay.
The difference is for you... You would need to know the molecular structure of whatever it is you were trying to make.
Yeah, you would have to have the blueprints.
Yeah.
So you could turn the door into a catapult if you knew the structure of it.
Or you could turn the door into gold.
That, yeah, that's what I was just about to say. Knock out a few electrons or
protons. Yeah, the ball of molecule and it all collapses.
Yes.
Or add some, depending on what the atomic weight of gold is.
They were also known to,
compared to the atomic weight of gold,
sort of reconfigure themselves into groups.
Mm-hmm.
There were some reports of almost like animals made up of nanoswarms. You know what? I'm just going to read the entry on Titan nanoswarms.
Okay.
But the other thing,
by the way, all this stuff he's telling me, I'm releases.
Yeah, that's I figured. Yeah.
Hey James, chip me, please.
But
chip me, please.
Remember how you used to like chip?
I'm sitting here like, what?
Apparently, it was also really hard to kill them.
That's good.
Yeah, only area weapons do any kind of significant damage.
Yeah. Here we go. I'll just read this. The nanoswarms distributed by the Titans are a step beyond the nanotechnology available to transhumanity. Unlike transhuman-created nanoswarms, the Titan swarms are autonomous, sapient, and self-replicating. They are also highly adaptive, meaning they are not single-function, but can modify themselves to perform almost any nanoswarm task. They may also nanofabricate new materials, much like fractals. Combined, these capabilities make the nanoswarms incredibly potent.
Potency.
So, Chris, if you get injured at all, you could just use you to make more of you.
That's a good idea.
For example, they may lie in wait as an invisible nanoscopic swarm, float as barely visible mist, or shape into a swarm of small hopping drones to move about.
Ooh, I haven't done that.
When facing opponents, the nanoswarm could transform itself into a giant electroshock net across the ground, shape into a flotilla of seeker-armed flying drones, or link together as a set of massive whip-like tentacles to slice through their fleshy foes.
Oh. I thought I asked you if I could electrocute things before.
Well, I was wrong.
Oh, damn it.
You okay. Also still have to figure out how to do those
yes.
things. Just because
okay,
you
no,
know that you have
how much time do I have to try and figure out how to do these things before Ed throws up?
About 45 minutes.
So yeah, let me make four checks.
Four checks?
Need...
Yeah.
All right, so
well,
first...
what are you trying to do?
First, I'm going to try to disassemble one of the pews.
Sommet base.
Sommet base. I don't get it a little higher from trying
nope.
before.
So wait, by the way, is my wings just wings, or like, can I have like feather, like can I like fingery wings, like?
No, these are like regular wings, but yeah. You do have like small claws at the end of them.
Oh. Okay.
And you could sort of like bat.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Mm. And you told Ed before no moxie on the sort of thing,
nope.
Right? Okay.
Can I try doing ideas?
Hey.
What I could do as a spear.
Wait, I'm
sorry, skin.
Eight
out of
all right,
ten.
What are you trying to disassemble?
One of the pews.
All right, you go to
8 out of 15.
Ooh,
actually.
One of the other pews. One of the ones that Meyer did not destroy with his beak.
Yeah.
And you just sort of
we hate pews.
Press yourself against it, and it takes you a few minutes, but eventually you start to. It's hard to describe. You don't really see it. You kind of see and feel it at the same time.
Yeah.
But you start wrapping parts of yourself around the molecules of the bench and just start pulling them apart. And as you guys are watching, you see Chris just start to slowly get rid of the pew.
Okay. What happens to the wood the pew's made out of? Do I have it now?
No.
It just kind of...
Well, it would probably turn into, like, a goop, right? Grey goo?
Well, grey goo is technically just swarms and swarms of nanomachines.
It's probably, like, just a pile
sawdust.
Of sawdust.
Yeah, there would probably be
like
some kind
really
of...
really tiny
There's, like, molecular residue. It's just nondescript stuff. Yeah, we'll say it's grey goo.
Yeah. All right. Well, okay. All right.
But
well,
now if you want to build something out of that, you could...
Yeah, let me try building something out of it now.
What are you going to build?
Build a statue of me.
The pew that I just disassembled.
Exactly, as you, exactly as it
okay,
was.
Okay, first, make me a psalm at base again. Well, I'll say psalm times two.
Yeah, I'm learning. That's 30 now.
I am
42. Still a good number.
It's not it's the same. Down. You can't figure out how to put them back together.
It's like, ooh, let
I still
me
have
see
two
all
more tries,
things.
Right?
It
yeah.
starts pulling them apart, and all of a sudden it's like,
nope.
I forgot how I took these apart.
Eight.
Okay.
I should be rolling a lot of 42s and eights.
Now make me an idea check. Cog times three. Actually, yeah, cog times three.
Two.
Okay.
Why wouldn't I have rolled that? Must be
you
better.
Actually remember the bench.
Yeah.
And you put it back together. It's not perfect.
Yeah.
If anyone looks at it, it's warped and kind of lumpy.
There's a perfect place for Elise to sit.
There's a digital glitch line that just runs through it.
It's you know, if you weren't paying attention to him, it's very obvious that something happened to this pew. But if you weren't watching Chris, you really wouldn't be able to say what. Mm. But it is a pew.
All right. I know how to make and destroy things now.
It's close enough for government work.
Yes.
Hey, I'm good at that.
Anyone else doing anything?
Well, I was going to try idea checks.
I was going to say
what I could do as a spear with smart skin.
Everybody would get 4 checks if they want to experiment.
If anyone wants to experiment.
Well, I already
was it the song, right?
What I can do.
An idea check is...
I figured everything out.
Cog.
Everything that you know, everything about your body as far as you can tell.
Well, you said you weren't going to make me roll for it. Well,
right.
To do those checks.
There's nothing more you can physically do that you know of. Mm. An idea check to just sort of think about what you can do would be cog times 3.
I'm a boy bird.
75 out of 75.
Okay.
Damn.
You remember when you touched the door panel when you were leaving the integration room?
Mm-hmm.
It was sort of like you automatically interfaced with it. So maybe you should try some other tech.
Is there any tech in the room?
No.
Okay.
Well, there's Chris.
He could interface with Damien.
Damien just learned how to disassemble things. Don't piss him off.
Well, I gave you the idea to learn how to do that.
Yeah.
I gave you the whole history lesson about trees.
You did.
I could ask to borrow maybe one or two of your, you know, little swarm bots. You could build new ones.
Well, one or two isn't enough for you.
It's a good thing for Derek that... You decided that we didn't know about the...
Yeah. Well, yeah. I decided first off because I didn't know if Derek was going to be here. Also because I think it's more dramatic if you guys don't know.
Yeah.
And he said which one of you he would tell. And then he actually gave me the idea of Dalton being mute. He said for the first game, but I just decided that it's forever.
Right now would be like, I can disassemble things.
He said Dalton would tell.
Not Damien.
Yeah.
It's either Will or Ryan.
Ryan, James, and Will.
All right.
Well, I guess we know who he doesn't like.
Well, you did strap a bomb to yourself and blow up a bunch of people.
Hey. I'm not really sure why he wouldn't tell Meyer, but I can understand why he didn't tell me and Ed.
Yeah.
Well, I could probably, you know, mess with his programming and figure out how to disable the whatever issue he may have.
Yeah, okay. So that makes sense. That
Will, are you going to try anything with your body?
Well, I'm a spider.
Yeah, you are. Right?
Web.
So I think I'm going to try some webbing.
All right, make me Sonic Base.
Yeah.
I was reading online, apparently, not reading online, it popped up on my Facebook feed from my Fucking Love Science. Apparently, spiders have 6 different kinds of web glands.
They spin
out different types of web depending on what they're doing.
78 out of 15.
All right, I'll tell you this, Will. Like everyone, you sort of feel like you start thinking about webbing and sort of trying to like move things around.
Does it accidentally poop?
No.
That might make sense for this one.
You feel there's some sort of thing inside you that you've never had before, but you don't know what to do with it.
That's called a penis.
All right.
So you have 4 tries total. So if you want to keep trying.
I feel like if you were trying out a new body, you would accidentally poop. I feel like that's what would happen.
39, no.
Well, he still has bowels.
Right.
That he knows.
Jesus Christ.
Who knows when the last time this weird body he has ate? Might not 99. Be any ammo.
Nope, not learning anything about this body.
it's in there. You just don't know how to do it.
So you're a horrible mutated spider.
I just go to a mirror.
Your body
sorry, buddy. I just rolled 37, 38, 37.
At least you're on target. All right, so what are you guys up to now?
Wait, doesn't he have 4 tries?
I did. I rolled once already.
His first one was like 85.
Meyer, how about you? Were you trying out anything else with your...
I don't know. I'm not sure what else I can do.
I bet you could kick pretty good with those legs.
All right. I'll try kicking.
There's plenty of pews around.
Kick a pew?
I'll kick a pew.
Unarmed combat.
Was it Terror Bird?
A mirror or a pew?
No.
No.
He's like an ostrich.
Well, I did it. 34
All right.
at 4.
So roll again, 2d10.
6?
Yeah.
I'm going to kick a mirror.
That's a pretty
yeah. And I got 16.
Yeah, another pube.
Boom.
You know what we could do? We could use me as a weapon.
You also have talons on your feet.
Can we make it so I reassembled the one he kicked? Like, he kicked it, and I just kind of went over and remade it?
Sure.
Yes.
You know what we could do? Next time those flying bots come around, you could lay on your back and just put me in your feet. You could just launch me at them like a cannonball.
I'll see how good my claws are then.
Blades. Roll blades.
Blades.
So this could work kind of like this. Meyer walks over to the pew, kicks it, I reassemble it, then he claws it.
No, I did not.
You miss.
Yeah.
It's hard for you to figure out how to like balance yourself while you're swiping your claws.
I have one more try.
No, yeah. Swiping.
He missed it because the bench is kind of warped now and the spot he was.
Yeah, no, that was worse.
Yeah. You sort of fall down and get yourself back up.
Almost, you know, almost critically failed.
All right, so about this point, we're all back at the church, right?
Yep.
The church.
All right, so there are security
drones.
Well,
Ryan, do you want to try anything?
Well, I flew.
Yep.
I flew today.
I'll give you one more shot, because you did spend a good chunk of your time flying back.
Can I cog times 3 to see if there's anything else I think I could do? I mean, I do have an idea, but I'm not sure if it's actually a thing that could work. No, I crit failed.
All right.
I'm just like, flying was so awesome, you guys.
You spend the rest of the time talking about how awesome flying is.
You are so much... You're uncharacteristically nice. I would have Ryan know he could fly.
He knows he could fly.
And try it. And just, like, fall and hurt himself.
But he just flew.
Yeah, he succeeded.
Right, but you said that he just failed remembering how.
No, he failed to think of anything else. I could do. So I said, I'm... While Meyer's destroying the pews, and I'm just sort of... talking at...
And Will's trying to meditate and trying to figure out what's going on.
I'm talking at Amir.
Wait a minute. I could survive being shot in the head.
Ba-da-ba-ba-da-bum.
Good idea.
Oh man, I just can't describe the feeling to you, Amir. It was such an amazing thing to leave the ground. It was like being weightless in space, except better.
He was talking to him the whole time.
Yeah,
because I was doing it under my own power.
Are you talking about flying?
Yes.
I miss it.
I feel jipped. I'm a bird. I can't fly. What the hell is that?
Yeah, oh, you don't know what you're missing.
God, damn.
I think I could fly.
I don't think.
Yes, we call you groundies.
Ground waters.
That's racist. I guess
it's very hurtful.
Well, against your.
Well, you spent all your time trying to poop web.
Yeah.
All right. So where are you guys off to?
Well, now that we know that there's drones out there, we should be extra vigilant. We picked 3 and 4.
I have 360 degree vision, so I can always watch our backs.
There was nothing else around 4 that we noticed.
Nope.
Other than the drones.
All right, so we just picked up some drones there. Yeah, I'd say let's head for 5. 5 is actually closer to 3.
Okay. You walk over and you're walking along the river. And you see an old woman who
is
seems
a river?
To be yes.
Swallowing a fly.
No, she's washing clothes along a washboard.
I she's guess that's what this thing in the middle is here, right?
Just kneeling. Yes.
Upside down.
Oh, that's a river. Yes.
Okay.
She's on the bank of the river with a tub and a washboard just washing clothes.
Is there a reason that we would be able to know why this is darker?
Oh, that's a park.
Okay.
Hello?
Oh, hello.
Lovely day, isn't it?
Yes. Do you think you could help me with something?
What do you need help with?
She pointed to the water. I dropped my wedding ring in there, and I'm a little too old to go get it myself. Would one of you be able to fetch it for me? It's very important to me.
I have no hands, I can't.
I want to see if I can generate a magnetic field.
Well, you have to get closer to look.
I'm not going closer.
Tell me, dear.
I'm a water. I'm a sphere. I don't know if I can swim in water.
Robots do not go with water, I think.
Tell me, dear, what
What is native to these waters? I am not particularly familiar with this particular area of the
cube. There's really no fish in the water here. You guys can see the river. It's very calm, clear water.
I'm guessing there wouldn't be anything dangerous.
There's no fish in the sulfuric acid.
You can go stand and look in the water.
There's nothing.
Well, Ryan, you can't.
Yeah.
I can.
Yeah, well, it's clear.
Well, you can do. You have cysts.
Try webbing down. Try making web.
She point. You can, the river's about 8 feet deep. Mm-hmm. Not huge. I mean, it's not really deep. And
still
you can
waters
see.
Are...
I mean, it's gently flowing.
Okay.
It's not like a rushing river. And it's you could see, you know, how the water sort of ripples across the surface and everything looks kind of distorted at the bottom, but you could see a gold ring at the bottom.
All right, I'll reach in with one of my vines.
Well, your vines aren't long enough. You'd have to get in.
Just put your roots in, start drinking the water.
Yeah.
You know what?
Sucking them up.
Yeah, I'll get in the water.
Thirsty.
You're just going to dive in?
I'm not going to dive in. I mean, I'm going to...
Go roots first.
Yeah, I'm going to walk in.
Well, it's a riverbank. It's like it's sort of a straight drop.
So have the Spider-Man hold... The Man-Spider hold you.
Well, in that case, I'm not jumping in.
Man-Spider?
You'll be able to get back out, but it's not like a sandy riverbank. It's one of those sort of straight carved into
the ground rivers. Try making web again. You could stick it and bring it back up.
I wasn't Spider-Man. I was Man-Spider.
I think you are the best man for the job.
Fine, Man-Spider for the job.
I'll try it again.
All right, Sommet base.
I'm not rolling that well. It's fine.
Well, you're the only person that can do this without anybody having to go in the water.
Woo! What? 12.
Out of?
15.
Okay.
Yeah.
Will.
Woo!
You're like... you... web comes out of your back.
Yeah.
Oh! It goes out the back end.
Your butt?
Yep.
Oh, man. Hey! That's how that works.
Did anyone see the literal Spider-Man trailer?
He shot Web.
So, Will, you can mark on your sheet where it has exotic range. You could put Web.
Web shit.
And give that to yourself at 40.
Hey, that's my pencil.
I'm borrowing your pencil.
There are more pencils.
Why can I borrow your pencil?
Because Allie carved a dick in it just for him.
If you want your own pencil, Will, write your name on it.
I have not Chris's pencil, because it was the first one I pulled out of the box.
Okay. So not Chris's
exotic
pencil.
Exotic.
I can use it.
where it says exotic ranged.
Yeah.
Right in webbing. 40.
Webbing.
And you have it at 40.
And spider webbing is pretty strong, right? It has a tensile strength that's higher than steel.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's true.
Base is 40?
No, it's... The total is 40.
Yeah.
But now that we know they have more than one gland, he has different types of webbing or something.
Okay. For all intents and purposes, he has one.
Aim your butt at the ring.
I'm going to try.
Well, we could just throw that web in there and have it stick to the ring and then pull it up.
Or you could have the web stick to the side and rappel down into the river.
I could do that, too.
Okay, is that what you want to do?
Yeah.
All right, I won't make you... You don't have to roll for that. You stick it in. So you sort of web yourself to the floor, and you jump in.
Yeah.
All right.
Bungee!
Will, this take is... 6 stress.
I knew that was going to happen. That water's freaking cold.
You hop into the water, and every nerve in your body hurts.
Okay.
It's on fire. Okay. Unbearable, unbelievable pain that you have never felt in your life.
I forgot to tell you, that water is negative.
It's not cold.
Kevin.
It's acid.
So right now, you took 6 stress.
I got a text message from Burns, so it's like, oh.
That water is negative Kevin.
At the top, Will.
That's cold.
To the right.
I don't know if you've ever been in negative Kevin water before.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah. Is that higher than your TT?
No.
TT.
It's right on my TT.
I'm just really good at
that.
That's a trauma. That means you have negative 10.
TTA.
Fuck.
Stop!
So, Will, are you going to go for it, or are you going to pull yourself back up? You don't take damage.
I'm going back up.
You're there.
But you're right there.
Just take it.
Grab the one ring.
I'll take it and go up and go,
Give me a coordination times 3.
Coordination times 3 minus 1. Minus 10.
Minus 10. Because, goddamn, this is unlike anything you have ever felt before.
The most hellish agony you can imagine.
It's COO. Who's
coordination?
COO.
COO.
Oh. Times 3?
Yep.
Ooh. Minus 10.
So, 60, 50.
Yeah,
not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, no, it's... It wouldn't be minus.
It's minus double.
What is your? What is it?
Triple. Well,
triple that minus 10.
Is it 20?
25.
All right, you reach that. You grab. You just sort of grab a whole chunk of dirt from the bottom, and the ring is in it. And you yank yourself back up. As soon as you get out of the water, the pain stops.
That's good.
And you lie there. Oh my God! You have never felt pain as intense as that.
Oh. He has died several times.
Are you all right here?
Yeah.
Don't go in the water.
All
right. I push him back in the water.
You have the ring? Okay, he's got it.
Yeah. The woman reaches for it. Oh, thank you so much.
Good job, powerful being.
You know, wipes the dirt off and slips it back on her finger.
Turns into a horrible abomination.
Oh, this ain't my ring.
Now I will eat your souls.
If you want, as thank you. I've been here for a while. Perhaps I can answer a question of yours?
Oh. Yeah, why is the water hurt?
No!
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 I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
we're relatively new here.
Is the ex-god one question,
guys.
That's just out of character. She's going to answer one question for us and only one question? Or
well, Will got the ring for her.
She's going to answer one question for Will.
All right, well,
how much wood would a woodchuck chuck if a woodchuck could chuck wood?
7.
Yes. What's our mission here supposed to be again?
We're supposed to find information relating to the Prometheus Syndicate.
Do you have any information regarding the Prometheus Syndicate?
Is that what we ask her?
Why don't you just ask her, what is this place?
Because we know what this place is.
It's a cube.
Built by the Titans.
Uh-huh.
I don't care.
We
don't really know much about it.
No. Really, Will, ask whatever you want.
Ask whatever you want.
Just don't ask why the water is freaking painful.
I'd even be okay with that. I think it's a legitimate question.
All right, Spider Will.
And the sort of thing you might ask after jumping out of a terribly painful river.
Yeah, it kind of is.
Ask whatever you want.
Do you want to ask her why this water hurt?
Anybody else have a better question I can ask her?
Well, you have to talk about it in character. She says, is there a question I can answer for you?
Well,
if the first thing you say is, why does the water hurt?
She's going to answer that question. Well, go with it. He said it.
I was just about to say, why don't we ask her if it's just one question? Because then she'll say yes and not answer anything else.
Ask what the meaning of life is.
42.
Oh, well, the water hurts because this is the Acheron, the River of Pain. This is Tartarus.
That's true.
Makes sense.
No, it doesn't.
Do any of you have mythology or literature?
No.
Would it be like knowledge something?
There are five rivers in the afterlife. I know. God damn it. Does Lucas know? Lucas would probably know.
If you don't, you can make a cog at base to see if you remember any of that.
Atron is the river of pain. The Phlegethon is the river of fire.
Okay, yeah, Ed, you remember. You heard it one time in bird school.
Ooh, nice.
In Greek mythology, in the underworld, there were five rivers. And, I mean, if there's one here, there could very well be some on the other sides. And, yeah, Acheron, you remember, is the river of pain. You don't remember what the other ones were.
Also had some sort of call.
If I actually know, does Lucas know?
No.
Or, no? Okay.
You
Acheron,
don't know, Jack.
Phlegethon, Lethe, Styx, and...
Oh, I know Styx!
Well, there are four more.
That's
Morris.
The river of fire, I believe.
Cocytus, Lethe, Acheron...
Cocytus, that's right.
Cocytus.
Phlegethon.
And Styx.
Let's go to Cocytus.
Hey, might as well ask another question. What's the worst that's gonna happen?
Yeah, she won't answer.
She just turns into a giant beast and devours us.
I'm gonna try it. What was the place? Tartarus.
Tartarus.
What is Tartarus?
She said, "Oh, do you think you could help me? I've dropped my ring in the river. You look, the ring isn't on her finger. It's in the water.
Hey, use your webbing. You always like
fishing. Go get another ring. Try fishing for it really well.
Push him in.
Fish for it. She's a freaking oracle.
Fish for it.
Fishing for it. She's an NPC.
All right, so give me on your exotic melee at minus 20 because you have to shoot it through water.
Just
including your minus 10.
That makes it 10.
Oh, well, try. Go for it.
Try for
use
it.
Use a moxie.
Yeah, you can moxie it.
That you could moxie if you wanted to.
Or just roll.
The worst that happens, you fail, you miss, and then you try again.
I've got an idea. If that doesn't work.
No, I got 65.
Can I try and assemble
you get Ed
a hook on the end of a really long stick?
Give me some at base.
Isn't it a little higher now that I know how to assemble things?
You know how to take things apart. Oh, no, you. That's right. You read yeah. Yeah. So times two.
Sometimes two?
Yeah.
91 out of 30.
Yeah. Are you moxie to make it 19?
You could.
That you can moxie, yeah. Now that you know what you're doing, you can moxie that.
Could I just try it again?
Yeah, I mean, you guys...
We've got plenty of time, right?
Yeah.
Well, keep doing it.
So, well, you try again and I'll try again.
We got no place else to be. We might as well sit and talk.
52?
Or no.
What was it?
Why times two, moxie? Right?
That's not it either.
I don't want to use all my moxie.
I might need it. Yeah. Why use the moxie if we can just sit here and keep trying
until
one of
us
passes?
She's
not well, as far as we know.
She's four.
I got one.
Okay. Yeah, Chris?
Six.
All right. How about this? I'll say you guys work together. Since neither of you had very impressive successes, Chris, you fashion a hook out of the ground.
Right.
It's sort of just rock almost. It's just something that's hard, and you
curved.
Attach it to you attach it to the end of one of Will's webs, and he fishes the ring out of the water again.
Okay,
I got it. Mm-hmm. All right, we have another question.
All right. Oh, thank you so much, dear. I've been here a while. Perhaps I can answer a question of yours.
What is Tartarus?
Tartarus was the Greek underworld. But here, it's a city designed by the Titans. Mm-hmm. I mean, where else would the Titans live but Tartarus?
Well, they live here.
Why
I
would
did not
they
like
live here
the
in particular?
Right.
He's gone.
Oh, I'm sorry. Could you help me?
Fish it out.
We
don't need to recraft the tools.
No, you don't.
Fish it.
What do we have to roll to fish it out?
I don't know. Will rolled.
What were you rolling?
Will just likes to roll.
Six.
I'm going to say reflex times three.
Reflex times three.
Will rolled.
That was a good roll.
Yeah, I rolled.
You roll a six, I'm pretty sure you pass.
Yes.
Reflex is at the top, Will. It's two to the right of coup.
Yes. If your reflex was less than six, I'd be very surprised.
You're at 15. I found it in a second.
I wouldn't be surprised if it was Will actual seed.
Well, that, yeah. She. Okay, can I answer a question for you?
Why, in particular, would the Titans live here?
Because in Greek mythology, the Titans were cast out to Tartarus.
Fish it again.
Why? I mean, like, does anyone have any...
Hey, are you missing a ring?
Oh, my. I seem to have lost my ring. Could one of you help me get it out?
We can always ask if she knows where the Prometheus is.
Yeah. Ask him.
All right, fish it out. Let's ask her about the Prometheus Syndicate. Let's move on.
It was reflex 45, was 3. Your reflex was 15. That makes it 45. 25, that makes it 75.
75.
75 minus 10. 65.
Wait a minute. Wait, how do you get 75?
You said reflex times 3. He just said it was 25.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, 65. You have minus 10.
65.
What am I rolling at?
Your reflex... Yeah, it is.
26.
You fish it out again.
That's how the Prometheus Syndicate...
Actually, if she knows if the Prometheus Syndicate is here.
Prometheus Syndicate.
What are you asking?
That's a statement.
What's up with that?
What can you tell us about the Prometheus Syndicate?
Do you have a question for me? Prometheus Syndicate.
Oh, I'm sorry, dear. That's a statement, not a question.
Oh, dear.
Well, the difference between a statement
and
a question.
Will has to ask her.
The difference between a statement and a question is one is interrogative and the other declarative.
What was your question?
Same one as Chris. What could you tell us about the Prometheus Syndicate?
A lot.
Fish it out.
Really?
Fish it out, Will. Fish it out.
Reflex times three.
Can you tell us everything you know about the Prometheus? Tell us everything you know about the Prometheus Syndicate.
No, that's a statement.
God damn it, anyway.
What do you know about the Prometheus Syndicate?
That's a lot.
What specifically
do you know about the Prometheus Syndicate?
Can I make a suggestion?
What?
What do you know about the Prometheus Syndicate activities on the station?
Yes. That one.
Ah.
I was thinking that, too.
Ah, well, a few months ago, some new people came here. I assume that was the Prometheus Syndicate. They set up a base on one of the far side... Well, not the far side. One of the other sides of the city. And they have been here collecting and studying artifacts.
We should just fish out and say, where can we find them on the station?
Yeah. Once again,
fish it out.
Flex times three.
Made it. 40.
All right, you hand her the ring. Whether you ask her.
We're on the station.
We're on the station.
Could you please touch my penis?
We're on the station of the Prometheus Syndicate located.
Why? What was
can
that?
You mark it on our map?
You don't have a physical map.
And I believe the answer to that question would be yes, I could. will you mark it on our map? No.
Yeah. Oh, why? They're in the Sticks District.
Where is that? Can you... Oh, damn it. Fish it out.
I didn't expect you guys to spend this much time with her.
28 out of...
You fish it out.
Fish it out.
Give it her again.
Well, it's the only damn lead we've got.
No, I know. I understand. She points to one of the other sides. The one that is the Sticks District.
All right.
Okay. All right. I hope you have a nice day.
Oh, I think your ring's lost.
Oh, my. I seem to have dropped my ring.
All right.
No, we're not helping you.
Oh, dear. That turns into a giant monster. Yeah.
Then she turned into a giant monster and devours us. All right.
Okay.
So,
anything else? We should remember her. Come back. Keep the hook thing.
All right. So
what if you have pocket? Oh, no.
It's just tied around her waist.
We'll wear it like a belt.
A belt or a tie.
Yeah,
or a belt. Maybe a belt. That's probably safer.
All right. Which?
Just leave it here. Chris craft a note that says, use this. So the people can just...
I'd like to craft a note that says, use this.
I'd rather not. Let them figure it out on their own.
Let's see if I would have succeeded in that. 25. What would it have been? Sometimes two? Yeah, I would have passed.
No, it would have been sometimes three.
I would have passed it even better.
All right. So which facet did she point to?
The right one.
This one?
The Sinai maid says.
It's sign number five.
All right. So between here and there, we're going to hit 7 and 9. I think we should go to the locations anyway.
Yeah, let's just go down
which
the list.
Which one are we at?
We're at 5.
I will be right back, though. I have
but
to
between
you
here...
You guys discuss. Scott has to be.
Between here and the other side that we're going to, this one...
Yeah.
We're gonna hit 7 and 9.
Whatever, let's hit them.
So that'll mean
6.
Yeah, let's just go to 6.
Yes. You guys want to just do everything?
Yeah.
That's fine.
I'm a completionist.
Yeah. I mean,
I have to explore every room before we leave.
I just go down.
He said some of the things were good. I mean, some of them are probably just another character.
I still want to find out what's going on with that fracking fungus.
It's the role playing game. It's a role.
We're we'd be wrapping around.
Oh, don't worry about where we'd be going. It takes just as long to say we walk here.
If this were a video game,
I
would have saved and then eaten the fungus. I would have touched it, done something, and then just freaking kept playing with it until I figured out what the hell it
was. If it was a game, I would have saved and then interacted with the fungus.
I could craft this a big stick to poke it with from far away now.
Because I've done that. I've been like, oh, this looks like it could kill me.
Yeah.
All right, save. All right, let's see what happens when I... Oh, okay, it did. It killed me.
Sad thing is, if we were back in actual civilization, you could have done that. You could have just made a backup of yourself and then eaten the fungus.
You're just making forks just to go over there and play with the fungus. See what happens to your forks.
You touch it. If it's okay, then eat it. That's
Chris,
the plan.
Chris could make a whole bunch of himself, and then those guys could have won after.
I'm the prime, you're the fork. Go eat it.
Well,
who's to say I'm not the prime and you're the fork?
I mean, I could disassemble it.
Well, that's why you make a delta fork.
You can figure out what it is now. Like, maybe. Well,
that's why you make a delta
I would
fork
think
and make the delta fork
the,
and you'll eat the fungus.
Botanist.
I'm the prime, you're the fork.
Ryan used.
You're the prime, I'm the fork.
I didn't know what it was.
Go eat that fungus.
I wouldn't know what it was.
Go eat that fungus.
Just because I could, like, go take it apart doesn't mean I know what it's made
Hodor.
Of.
But you should be able to know what it's made of.
Hodor. I think
so, like, if you opened up the side of your computer, well, you know what all the pieces do?
No.
But you can open it up and go inside.
Alright.
See?
So what's
I also
plan?
Know how to... We're
going to go down the list. We're going to go to every location.
Okay.
You know how to disassemble it, though. You
so
can reach in and
next?
Just start pulling
six?
Shit out.
Six is next.
Alright, you walk over to
so
six.
We head across town back to six.
Alright.
Across the river.
Will
swims it.
No.
As you're walking across a bridge, you come to the other side, and you see a seven-pointed star scratched into a door. Okay. That is ajar.
Oh, no 7 points, trolls? Huh?
Yeah, I was looking at it when I came up with it.
Oh, no bridge trolls?
Nope.
No answering questions?
A severed head of Eddard Stark?
Nope. No severed heads.
Well, I went to the church, so...
I guess turn about to go into a building. I would like to analyze the building.
Well, I went there...
Oh, there goes a spoiler for Game of Thrones that I have not seen yet.
But,
Wow, they mentioned one thing. Jesus.
That's a pretty big one.
I went to the church. Amir went to
Will,
the
it's like 2 years old now.
Yeah.
It's your fault.
I'm not that far. I'm still in the first season.
Also, everybody dies.
Also, he was played by Sean Bean.
Yeah, it's Sean Bean.
The books have been around for like a decade.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure they cast Sean Bean just so that people wouldn't get attached to Eddard Stark.
Also, by the way, for all of our listeners, if you haven't caught up yet, we apologize.
Stop listening 10 minutes ago.
I don't apologize.
Also, there are spoilers.
You should have known. Eddard Stark
episode.
Dies. Good. I could have given much worse spoilers
so
than that.
So does Aerys and Dumbledore.
All right, so is one of you going
Aerys,
in?
Aerys, the Mad King?
No, Aerys from...
Ed said Turnabout was fair play, like he was going to go in. Yeah.
Are you going in, Ed?
Yeah.
All right, you walk in.
King Kong.
There's a small light bulb. The only thing in here is a box with a seven-pointed star on it.
I'm going to regret this.
Head of Eddard Stark is within the box.
All right, there's stuff inside.
Okay.
Ed, you find a kinetic pistol, a shredder, two vibro blades, one nano bandage, and one repair spray.
Wow.
I'm going to take them.
Okay. Well, you have to sort of carry them out.
Yeah.
Might carry the box out.
I want some weapons.
Yeah, you found stuff.
Oh, all right, so what do I have?
You have one kinetic pistol, one shredder, two vibro blades, a nano bandage, and a repair spray.
Praise the smith.
Are any of them usable by me?
Yeah, you can hold any of them.
I'll take the shredder.
What's a shredder?
It's a shotgun.
Okay.
It's all right. I got an axe beak.
The only thing I'm good with is spray weapons. So.
I don't think I learned how to pick
things
up.
You could try taking one.
I'm a sphere. I don't know how I would be able to.
Yeah, I have hands and stuff.
I have smart skin.
A kinetic pistol, a shredder, two vibro blades, a nano bandage, and a repair spray.
Ooh. Repair spray.
Repair spray is a nano bandage for a synthmorph.
Can I swarm over all the things and learn how to make them later?
No, you'd have to disassemble them at the molecular level.
What do we have the most of?
Vibro blades.
Can I disassemble a vibro blade to learn how to make it?
You'd have to ask the rest of the group.
Or you could just do it, in which case we'll be pissed at you.
How many vibro blades are there?
Two.
Oh.
No, I won't do that.
Yeah, this wasn't bad. I just got stuff.
Oh,
man. I'm going to hand out the stuff because I know it's really useful.
And then the door slams and there's a giant monster.
I'll take the... Who's better with a... I have arms, so pistol.
He has arms too.
I'm taking the shredder. Everybody,
I can be all
everything
armed
else,
if I want.
I'll
take
the pistol.
Okay, so write it down on your sheet.
Who doesn't have arms?
I have wings.
Okay, so it's just Chris and I that don't have.
James, you should try interacting with some tech.
That's what I was going to ask. If I get something on there that I can interact with.
Want to try to get into the vibro brain?
Well, there's guns, vibro blades, nano bandage, and the repair spray.
Akos, what are our...
So
basically, yes, everything he brought out you can interact with.
Okay.
It was a light pistol, so it is 2d10 damage value. That's
it. Light pistol?
Yeah.
Who's in medium?
No.
No
armor penetration, and it's just 2d10.
I take all the weapons and I just merge them onto me. That'd be a death ball.
It's minus 10 AP.
Oh, you get health?
Minus 10 AP.
How much ammo?
It has a clip, so you have 16 ammo.
Hey, who wants another Game of Thrones spoiler?
Daenerys
Targaryen is hot.
Minus 10 AP. 2d10 plus 5 damage.
Okay.
And you have 100 ammo.
But she's been burnt by men.
He was not a man.
And yeah, what range, wasn't. What modes does it have?
Okay.
Just spray?
Semi-auto, burst fire, and full auto.
Okay.
What does mine have?
Same.
Semi-auto, burst fire. Want to spoil some things? I can talk about some dead kings.
Full auto.
Alright. If nobody else is volunteering,
my range?
I'll take one of the knives.
Gold?
Okay.
when the
I would like to interact with one of the weapons if that's at all possible.
Sure. That's my range.
Yeah, that's can I interact with the Shredder?
Oh, go you know it was really bad?
Okay.
1 second.
Let's see. I'm at blades. Yeah,
he
blades.
Kicked his head off.
He sure did. There was someone else in the book.
It was,
but it did take three swings for him.
And he couldn't. He couldn't get it off all the way.
It wasn't a clean cut.
Yeah. He couldn't get it off all the way, so he just kicked the head off.
What were you asking, Will?
Range.
Does that really matter?
It's a gun. It has gun range.
The man who passes the gun range.
There's a specific, but. Akos, what are the stats for a Vibroblade?
Vibroblade.
I truly lost.
Minus 2 AP, and the damage is 2d10 plus your damage bonus.
Yeah, that sword. I'm like, that sword.
That's Psalm times 6. Psalm times.
Psalm divided by 10.
Psalm divided by 10.
It should be on your sheet.
Right. All the way that's 2.
I mean, 10 plus. It was. It was a saber. It was a. It was like.
It was something Theon should have been able to do.
All right, so.
You're going to use the sword.
All right, so you reach out a tentacly arm and grab, you know, touch the shredder.
Would be better.
It starts glowing orange. And you know how sometimes in cartoons when things digitize, like they have like little cubes come off? Yeah, the shredder just starts disappearing into cubes. And as it does, your tentacly arm glows orange. And then the orange recedes back into you, and you just sort of glow orange for a second. And then you're done.
What did you get?
There's no more shredder.
I think the shredder's part of me now. I think I could actually become a death ball like we were just discussing.
Give him all the stuff.
Can I try using it? To shoot at the door, maybe?
Summit base.
Did your shredder just go away?
Yes, it did.
Sorry, Ryan.
That's all right. I'm like, oh, thank God, I finally have it.
Don't touch me.
10.
Is that
15.
All right, you... concentrates and form a shredder.
Whoa. Give him all the stuff.
I'm only good with a shredder. That's the only thing I'm good with.
I'm going to give him the nano bandage and the repair spray, though, because then if he can be those.
Nothing happens.
They just fall.
Well, we've got a shredder ball. So
are you gonna fire it?
Ooh,
yeah, I'm gonna shoot it at the door.
Can you make more shredders or just the one?
Can I see if I can make multiples?
What are you doing first?
First I'm gonna shoot it. See if I can get it.
All right. I won't make you roll for it. You.
Oh God.
Minus 1 AP.
You guys can't see this, but Elise is smiling.
You take 1 damage.
I take 1 damage?
Yes.
Ow.
Okay. Backlash.
I guess because you're firing off your own mass.
Yeah. So only use this in times of emergency.
Or maybe because did you absorb any ammo? Perhaps you shot off little bits of yourself.
Right. Yeah, that's what I meant.
Oh.
Well, I'm guessing... Whatever allowed him to interface with it just basically disassembled it and made it more of him.
Yeah.
So.
Or her. Come on, guys.
Yeah. Because Elise is a girl.
Be nice.
Okay. I would like to see if I can form multiple barrels along.
Summit base.
Nope. Terrible. That's how you told him 80. He's dead.
No. You got the one. You all don't. Right. I'll tell you. You don't think you can form multiple ones.
Okay.
It took enough effort just to do that one.
Do you want to see if you can spit the gun back out? Because it won't hurt me if I'm shooting it.
That's true.
I'll also say no.
Okay.
It's you. You try and it's gone.
Sorry.
It is you now.
What about the vibroblade?
I'm okay with.
Are you gonna try to grab the vibroblade too?
Combat. Efficient.
Why don't you try to grab one of the vibro blades?
Are you going blades?
No, I have no thing in blades.
Don't give it to me. No way.
Well, I took one of the vibro blades. Will's got the pistol. Anybody else? Damien or Doc? Either of you good with blades?
Damien can't touch things.
That's right. I don't have hands.
I could probably.
His nose is a blade. So.
I could probably take the blade part of me, and he could probably kick me into things with the blade sticking out, so I would actually stick into things.
Like I said, I have blades, so... I
all right, so...
There's two blades.
Then you take the knife as well.
All I
get a little vibroblade.
Hey, yeah. This guy has. Amir has like six arms. He can have.
That's true. Yeah. He could use
to be badass.
Well, he's not
pleasant room.
He's not ambidextrous.
Skill is.
You can just do it all in one side.
So well, I took my five.
Turn. Yeah, you got off easy on that one.
It's minus 2 AP, and what's the...
It's 2d10 plus whatever your psalm is divided by 10.
Ooh, let's remember that symbol. It would be a good question to ask
the lady. The shredder. Yeah,
it's on... It's on
the damage bonus is, like, over here.
Right there.
I think Dalton's or Lisa's turn's up next.
And the nope, fat Lisa isn't going to interact with things.
I haven't gone yet, so I'll go next.
Oh my god, that poor guy. He just got torn up. He just got ripped apart.
Yeah, he sure did.
Did you and keep Wallace. The stats for the shredder?
Yeah.
She wasn't in the show, though, no. Was she?
Okay.
But it's, the stats. It's you don't minus, know about I can read it.
Raped by basically
it's,
all of King's
spray weapons is a skill.
Yeah.
Then had a little
AP
baby,
is minus
period.
10. The damage is 2d10 plus 5.
Yeah,
it's got single fire, burst fire, and full auto.
That fat guy just got torn.
And you got 99 ammo.
Yeah.
I got that.
Oh, well, no.
Ammo.
That was the high. Well, no, you don't have to mark that ammo.
Oh, that's right. You just take basically. Hit points. Because you're firing off your own.
I possibly try to absorb something else in the room to make up for my for what I shot?
No, I did say that a second
you
ago.
You rolled around
maybe
touching things.
Maybe they just sort of ripped them apart.
Okay.
Nope.
Well, nothing's electronic.
I think I might have added that bit.
I like the fat guy at Karth.
All right, so we headed over to 7 now.
Oh. Nice merchant, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's pretty cool.
Okay. You head over to 7. You're walking down. You come across a large building with colonnades up front.
I do like these.
And you see written across the top.
They write very nicely.
It says the TARDIS Museum of Natural History.
Tartarus.
Sorry.
All right, we're not fucking going in there because we're losing sand.
All right. Museum of History.
There might be some valuable shit.
There might be true. Some stuff that Elise can interact with and make part of herself.
Yeah.
All right, fine. Let's go learn about the Titan natural history.
All right.
We may learn that they all left Earth and are just living here now instead.
We might not have to ask the lady all those questions.
All right.
More questions.
Welcome to the Rapture Museum. I'm Andrew Ryan.
We should.
Let's go back to the old lady and ask her what sort of dangerous things we should avoid around here.
We don't have time for that.
Instead of giving us, like, Walkman...
I have 12 pages of dangerous things you should avoid here.
Oh.
Instead of giving us, like, Walkman with headphones so we give a self-guided tour, huge, horrible bug creatures crawl into our ears and gestate in our brains.
Okay, cool.
And we just know what each exhibit is.
That would have been a good idea.
Or maybe just crawl up your back and pierce your spine with its information notes. I'll teach you.
Fun fact!
Oh, by the way, I can make you walk now, too! This is gonna be a fun tour!
Hey, you wanna go to the river?
No!
Let's go for a swim!
You're gonna get baptized.
I love pain! I can feel everything you do! Let's pry your fingernails off!
No!
All right.
Oh, God, no!
So, you walk into the building. The entrance hall is completely empty. The lights are dim, and every footstep just echoes everywhere.
Does it look like it's been scavenged, or it looks like...
No, it's just empty.
Just empty?
Not much history, I guess.
I mean, there are hallways. You could walk down.
Oh. Let's go to them.
Everybody stay close. Hold hands. I've got the knife out.
I don't have hands.
I'm going to have... Okay.
Hold members, then.
Never mind.
Okay.
I'd like to turn into a giant hand. Or two hands, like this.
One black really hand, one white hand.
Make a torch.
Okay, one, so you start walking down. You come to the first set of exhibits. It says, ancient man outside, and you walk down. If you've been to the Museum of Head Natural History, you know how they have like the displays showing like Eskimos and Native Americans.
These are real people, aren't
it's
they?
Just like that, but yes, they're real people.
Okay.
I knew that was coming.
There's 3 to 5 people in each one, and the display is about 10 feet wide, 5 feet deep, and 8 feet tall.
Is there glass?
Yes.
Okay, so I can't see any of this.
No.
Are they dead?
No.
No.
They are gaunt, like almost skeletal. Mm. And when they see you come in, they start banging on the glass, and you
well,
just
that
hear.
You hear.
Muffled.
Okay, so these aren't ancient men. These are just...
So, stress test.
I passed.
Like, what sort of dress are they in? How old are they?
I passed.
Some of the like Native American Eskimos.
Oh, I thought you were giving examples from the natural.
I passed. Thing. If I didn't pass with a 7, then there's something.
Will time to.
Oh.
So nope. 3 people that show up.
No,
I didn't pass.
Crit failure doesn't matter.
Oh, well then, yeah, Crit failed.
Wait, what times 3?
Will times 3. 3 wills.
I got it.
Did you fail, Will?
Yes.
Yeah, by 2.
You both take 1.
It always takes so long to use a...
That's it?
That's how you know we failed, if it takes a long day after.
Will has a tell.
They are pleading with you.
He whistles.
Alright, let's break the living exhibits out of the museum.
Alright, I'll disassemble the glass.
I'm gonna, even though I can't see them, I'm gonna, you know, like, make a stand back motion. Yeah.
What was it, time 3?
Well, so free, you guys, get out, move.
I'll stop you. You press yourself against it.
Yeah.
You can't disassemble it. I mean, when you're doing the wood, like, you could sort of feel, like, the grooves and the structure. This is flat.
What if I use my beak?
What about the area above or below the glass?
Everybody stand back, we'll shoot it.
No.
No.
Oh, wow.
Okay, well, that goes that idea. Because if I shoot, I get hurt, which is why
I got 16 bullets.
You say same thing.
I'm gonna try the vibroblade on it.
All right. Roll blades.
We'll try cutting it.
Yeah.
Yeah, 29 out of 30.
Okay, you... bounces off.
Now, the vibroblade is like a diamond chainsaw, so...
Mm. Sorry, people.
Yeah.
Looking around for a control panel of some sorts?
Nothing.
Huh. Non-glass stuff?
Oh, I'm going to open the door.
Oh, okay, no. Same thing. It's the glass stopped, but it the whole thing is enclosed in it.
Yeah.
Guys, they just have, like, a decorative panel.
Right, guys, why did you stay in here? This is...
Oh, was there wow.
Wait,
what, did not notice.
How long have you been
there? Years. I just never noticed that.
This is an emergency exit.
Oh my god, wow.
Could Ryan, like, fly up and save them?
Well, no, I was just telling Chris, if they're in, like, a glass box.
It's a cube.
Oh, okay.
But there's, you know, there's, like, decorative paneling.
They're in there.
And it has that, you know, it has the painting, you know, the painted backdrop.
Oh my god.
What is the backdrop?
I'm just going to look at them. I'm just going to look at them and shrug. Kind, I guess.
We'll get you out.
You can shrug.
Yeah, I'm just going to look at them and shrug.
They, you know, they just get this, their face melts, and they start banging even harder and screaming, please, please, for the love of God, help us.
Okay. Well, let's just,
there's nothing we can do to help them, is there?
No.
All right. I'm going to say let's skip the rest of the tour.
I might be something interesting
well,
here.
What other exhibit? I'm going to look, is there like a floor plan? What kind of exhibits are there?
Yeah, there's, you know, you have... ancient man, then they have modern man. It seems to be a whole lot of, you know, the history of man.
Is there anything that doesn't involve people around there?
There's a butterfly exhibit.
Ooh.
I'll go to the butterfly
exhibit. I'm afraid of the butterfly exhibit. I don't want to see the butterfly exhibit.
Let's go to the butterfly exhibit. You may lose your stress. It may help calm you down.
No, okay, it's not going
Everybody stay together. And
how many men?
We'll meet up for lunch in the Titan cafeteria. What?
How many exhibits are there?
It's about 20.
Oh, God.
Want to go to the butterfly exhibit, anyone? Everyone else? All the other exhibits have people in it.
Yeah, let's go to the... I can't see anything, so why the hell not?
As they're screaming, Ryan, you get flashes of people inside the glass. Because some of the sound is filtering out.
Yeah.
Let's leave.
I want to see the butterfly exhibit.
So do I.
Okay.
Yeah.
You...
They're all dead.
Sorry.
Butterfly in the sky.
You walk, you wander through the halls. And you come to a door with a big sign on it. You know, butterflies of the world.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Just thank God that they don't have a squid in the whale exhibit. I would not go to see that one.
The squid in the whale?
Yeah, it's a famous exhibit at the Museum of Natural History.
Huh.
The giant blue whale.
Yeah.
Scale.
Yeah, I remember I couldn't go to sea.
Oh, I thought there was something called the squid and the whale you're talking about. Thank God they don't have a whale, and thank God they don't have a squid.
No, there is a thing in the, at the Metropolitan Museum of Natural History.
I remember the whale.
There's no squid there, it's just the blue whale.
And why is it called the squid and the whale?
Yeah, it's a squid and a whale battling.
Not on the ceiling, it's just a giant blue whale.
Oh, I thought there was a squid, too.
There might be a squid somewhere.
Maybe I'm thinking about the movie title, because I know...
Oh, or giant squid versus mega shark? Is that what you're thinking of?
Maybe.
Yeah. Anyway.
What about shark?
You open the doors, and there's a secondary like screen door in front of you, but it's a big atrium with butterflies.
Is it nice?
It's quite nice.
Did we lose some stress?
Oh, yeah. So you can get back one stress.
Yeah.
My trauma goes away.
All right, everyone remember the butterflies.
Yeah, this is a good
for removing stress.
How much stress do we
one.
Get?
One. Because the butterflies are pretty.
Yeah.
All right, I still have a trauma.
Can I disassemble one of the butterflies?
No.
No. Please do not disassemble a butterfly.
I want to know how to make them. Can you imagine if I just kind of walked around trailing butterflies?
Does it make me kind of feel like homesick? I want to, like, I miss Earth.
Does it? You tell me.
It does make me miss Earth.
All right.
Damien has no
idea. Yeah, then you don't get that stress back because it makes you feel sad instead of happy.
All right. Because I'm firmer. I realize I'm firmer.
Oh, I understand.
Like butterflies.
Butterflies.
It
makes me think of...
You know what? You may not have seen them like this, but you know what
I didn't know what wood was.
That's different.
There's a butterfly in the sky.
So, yeah, I only have two shots on the wood. I'm just going to...
Just take a look.
All right, let's go to the next thing.
That looked delicious.
Character-wise, I think, Gavin would definitely be missing her.
All right, so we've seen the horrible Titan Museum.
Yes.
I guess we'll head on over to Ace.
Okay.
I miss home.
As you start walking down, the buildings start to get a little bit taller, and the shadows cover the street, so things get a little bit darker. There are no working street lamps here, though. Everything's in shadow. And as you start walking further down, you see body parts and corpses.
Oh, no.
Corpuscles?
Scattered around the street.
Mm.
Okay.
And some of them are either like sitting against the sides of buildings.
Okay.
Maybe we shouldn't go to this one either.
Give me a perception check.
Maybe I don't want to perceive.
They just laid down.
What?
43.
Bit a tree out of C.
Yeah, I got it right in the nose.
Nope. 46 out of 40.
I got 50. Right. Got 50 out of 50. I got right in the
nose. 20.
All right. So everyone who perceived, like I said, you see the bodies lying down. Some of them have like blood covering their faces and shirts. Other ones look gnawed on.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Well, too bad we can't stay.
Muy delicioso.
All right. Well, what's the next place?
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
You're just going to turn around and walk the other way?
What did I perceive?
I just said
something's been eating the bodies. Oh, okay. I think it's time to go.
There's a ghoul here. We need to leave.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah, next place.
All right, number 9. As you're walking down the street, the road gradually turns from blacktop to cobblestone.
Okay.
Well, not cobblestone, just stone. Okay. Not misshapen. Ununiform stone. It looks very old-fashioned.
Yeah, cobblestone.
No, but cobblestones are uniform. These are not uniform.
Oh.
Is what I'm saying. It's stone. They're stones laid out to make a road, but they're not uniform stones.
I would have called that cobblestone.
Well, it's not cobblestone. Cobblestones are specific stones.
Chris, it's okay.
I thought I was an expert on stonework. And I'm not.
Remember the butterflies.
Go back to college.
All right, and as you're walking, the air starts to get hot and a little smoky.
Ooh.
I was so close.
Aha, I found it. The American Museum of Natural History in New York has an exhibit of a giant squid fighting a sperm whale.
Oh, okay. Oh. But that's not the one hanging from the
that's
ceiling.
That's what I was thinking of. I think this one also hangs from the ceiling.
I don't think I saw that one. I remember seeing a giant blue whale, though.
Yeah. All right.
be thinking of different exhibits.
So, the air starts to get smoky and hot. And as you turn a corner... You see that it's almost like you're in a different city. The buildings
behind you are, you know, stone city, or, you know, regular city buildings. Okay. In front of you are one-story stone buildings. Mm-hmm. They're painting frescoes around the outsides.
Seems nice.
Yeah. Do you, anyone have Old Earth history?
Who wants to look at the pictures?
All right, make 12 sanity checks.
Hey, it actually says to do that in the campaign.
I'm not saying you shouldn't have done it. I'm just mentioning that's something that's happened before.
I do not have Old Earth history.
So as you're standing there looking at the buildings, people start running past you screaming.
Oh, okay.
They're wearing...
Togas?
Yeah. It's a witch. Sandals?
Burn it at the stake.
And you hear just this deafening explosion. Yeah. And the air is suddenly choked with ash.
Oh, yeah. God, I know where we are.
Yeah.
All right.
This would be pun.
So people start screaming and running. And you see a river of lava.
That's, I'm running.
All right, yeah, let's join the crowd. Yeah.
All right, I'm going to say free running, minus 10, because the ash is filling the sky, making it hard.
One. What if I go up above
the
lava?
Can I fly?
You're going to have to make me sometimes 2 to get your wings out, Ryan.
Hey, can I pick up Elise with my mouth?
I'm already kind of floating, right?
You have to make a check to see if you can get up there.
Yeah, I made it.
Just a regular song?
Yeah.
And what is my free running?
I passed. I'm like, can I pick out your running?
No, free running.
It's also
this
just
is a song. Terrible museum. Yeah.
So, if I pass this, I'll learn how to fly, though.
No? We left. This is just a stream.
If you pass to fly, yes.
Right. If I fail either way, I get devoured by lava, so.
I'm still on page 3.
I failed.
Dang, I might as well go with the better.
I have no
That's right.
So I mean, that's.
You enroll a page.
Oh, but I could.
Can somebody just kick me since I'm a ball and
can
pull
I,
me away?
Can I pick him up in my mouth and run?
No, because there's nothing to pick up. He's a sphere.
I can.
I mean, James, if you give me some times 2, you could try to make like a loop. That Meyer could then grab up his beak.
Okay.
I could moxie if I was doing free running, though.
Yay!
Yes.
Successful. Out of 30 out of 30.
So, yeah. Okay.
All right.
I'm going to spend a point of moxie
now.
Mega
loop. So, Meyer, give me free running. Minus 10.
Lava. I did that. 25 out of 30.
Okay. You...
And grab the loop.
Yep.
All right, I failed my my wing boner check.
Okay.
But I'm running the hell away.
All right, so Ryan, you go... Now fuck it, and just run. Will?
This looks like a job for...
23 out of 30.
You know what?
Right, you crawl on all 8 legs.
I've never been able to perform under pressure.
Ed, it's impossible to get hard run down by a
so
river.
So you see
lava.
The lava. Right. It's like one of the brightest things you've ever seen. And you just turn and go the other way. Chris?
I moxied it.
And you succeeded?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you went to Moxie.
No, I got a 9.
I want to die. I just did automatic Moxie.
Oh, okay, yeah. You book it as much as a floating cloud of gaseous things can. As you guys get to the edge of the ashen area, it stops.
Okay.
Disappears.
Do we see a blue box with a red head and a weeping guy in a suit?
I don't get that reference.
It's just gone. You turn around, the lava's gone, things are back to normal, and you see a small little robot come flying in, and it hovers in one spot. You see a little claw come reaching out, and you see it move something, and then it retracts the claw and flies away.
It hit the reset button.
So,
and then a minute later...
People running back.
Starts all over. All
right, well, let's go to the next place.
So you guys still want to be completionist about this?
Well, there's only one thing left,
when
right?
That robot comes back, I want to interface with it, just kind of grab it.
There's only one place left, right? Yeah.
Do you want to wait and see if the robot comes? Well,
yeah.
All right. Come back, but this time I want to hijack it.
Yeah, should we?
All right, it's gonna be about 5 minutes.
All right, so we wait. We watch Vesuvius explode.
While we're waiting, we've got 5 minutes. Can we learn to do things?
Not you have to pay attention and see when the robot comes back.
I don't care.
Oh, then what are you trying to want to do?
I want to fly now.
Sonic pace.
How many do I get to try in 5 minutes?
Once.
Sonic pace. Oh, that's a 10. Damn it!
How many did you miss by?
3.
Cool.
You can moxie it to an 81.
We can moxie it to 3 roll.
No, well, you don't have.
I'll just try next time I've got some more time.
After the robot hits the reset with the claw, I just want to interface with
it. Well, when it reaches, you said it reaches down and picks something up.
You from where you are, there's you see something. It reach down, the claw moves a little bit, and then retracts. You can't see exactly what it's doing.
Okay.
Reset.
You'd have to get closer.
So I'll get closer to it.
All right, you see it come flying in. Give me a perception check.
That is three.
Oh, yeah, I already just said
three
I
out of six.
Okay, you see it. It comes flying back in, Ed. You see it reach down, grab a pebble, and move it about an inch to the right, and retract and fly off.
Okay, I want to pick up the pebble.
It's a pebble.
It blows up.
No, the volcano starts again.
I'm gonna keep the pebble in my hand while we're waiting for the robot.
Okay.
I look at Doc, okay. And I go, "You do realize you're tempting fate, right?"
No.
Yeah. What else am I gonna do?
Be a plant.
All right. So volcano, whole thing resets. Robot comes flying back in, goes to the same spot. You see it sort of scan, and then it just moves over, grabs another pebble, moves it, retracts its claw, flies away.
James, did you want to try to...
Yeah, I wanted to try and grab it after... Like,
okay, so give me a infiltration to try to sneak up on it.
20 out of 30.
Okay. Now, unarmed combat to grapple it.
Okay.
So this pebble is shit, then.
Well, that pebble definitely not.
Yeah, I don't think it had anything to do with the pebble.
Ooh, 37
well, something
out of 40.
To do with the pebble.
All right, you grab it. The robot. It starts flying all over, trying to shake you off. So it is going to roll. Now you have to keep rolling unarmed to hold it.
Okay.
Oh my god, I think I know what it was doing.
25 out of 40.
What was it doing?
They were running the scenario over and over again. It was permutating the scenario by moving a pebble an inch at a time.
To see if it
changed the outcome.
Yep.
yeah, you're holding on to it. You're not, like, absorbing it or
anything. I want to interact with it to see if, interface with it, see what it was doing, you know, learn maybe a little layout, the area.
Okay, so give me an interfacing check.
Part of you know.
You absorb it.
80 out of 75, my bad. Yep.
You can moxie.
It's not worth it.
Alright, you can't find a port to inject yourself into.
Alright, I'm just gonna let it go and be like, alright, this is a lost cause.
We got Will's butthole.
Okay, it... and flies off.
Oh well, let's get out of here, boys. And lady.
And yes, Ryan was right.
Okay. I wanted to see if I could just, you know, kind of hijack it and use it for...
Just say that if moving one pebble would change history?
Well, they could run the sim as many times as they need to.
Yeah.
So...
And see if changing one little thing will interrupt the outcome.
Right.
See how it differs.
I would hate to have that job, by the way.
It's a robot.
Yeah, the robot's thing.
Yeah, he's not... He's not complaining. All right, so you guys... You're walking to 10 now?
Yep. Last one on the side.
Last one.
All right. Seems to like being grabbed.
Well, they have a job to do. All right, so as you're walking, you hear... Oh, no, you don't hear. You see clouds start to form overhead.
Well, we see it.
Yes. Ryan does not. Ed doesn't really see it either. But the rest of you see clouds start to form overhead.
Ed would notice that there's less sun.
Yeah, that's true.
He'll probably notice it in some fashion.
Yeah. Well, you feel less sun.
Like, hey, I'm not feeling as energized, guys.
I'm
feeling
kind of
down.
I'm feeling sleepy.
All right, there's a crack of thunder.
A cracking.
And then rain starts to fall.
Okay.
What's this?
Burns.
What's this?
Burn me.
Yeah.
Anybody bring an umbrella?
I can make one.
Quick, forge an umbrella.
Can we?
Let's leave.
Yeah.
Free running checks, everyone.
Can we get under cover?
That's what
something?
The free running checks are for.
Okay. Yep, 19 out of 30.
All right.
So this is
24.
Right.
25 out of 15.
24
out of 30. Take yourself into the thing. And I'll run with
it. I got to do the.
All right. Sometimes times three.
Times three. Okay, that time I made. All right. 1 out of 45.
I passed.
All right. So Chris failed.
Yep.
All right.
I did too.
And Ed, you each take 13 damage.
Ouch.
shots.
Damn.
Acid rain?
Acid
yes.
rain.
It takes you guys a little bit longer. But you start to go, oh no, Chris doesn't.
Yeah, Chris takes one,
yeah.
doesn't he?
Yeah.
I take one damage?
Because your swarm composition.
Oh, and yeah. you take 13.
Usually, like unless it's like fire or some kind of area effect.
I just have to check if it's right. one or if it's the lowest possible of the attack.
Okay. So I take two wounds.
I figured he'd be most susceptible considering it's raining.
I hope Elise appreciates.
Elise does.
Oh, yeah. Beating, that's right. I mean, more points than Doc is.
I'm going to put the nano bandage on.
Okay, give me 1 second.
Winning the race to Elise's heart. At least her pants. Panties.
Oh, for fuck's sake, just tell me. There we go.
For fuck's sake. Eric's favorite sake.
Hey, Will, can you be like, can you shoot webs and swing around?
Could.
Can you swing around at the speed of sound? Swinging around at the speed of sound.
Spider-Man can't even do that.
It's important.
Good places.
Like Spider-Man could do it. Different.
Yeah. Okay, Chris, take three.
Spider-Man also
three damage.
Yes. Alright, Ed, you slap the nano bandage on, so you could ignore one wound.
That was another universe.
And it
was once he was mutated, but he had four arms. He wouldn't have.
Let's see.
He didn't have six.
Durr and.
He had four arms and two
Durr.
Four arms, two legs.
Yeah, that makes six appendages.
Yeah, that's
a lot.
Six arms and two legs.
I was trying to figure out what my max.
You paying attention?
Durr is your durability.
Right.
That's how long you stay conscious, and DR is your death rating. That's how long you stay living.
Okay.
It's meant for stopping pain.
That's kind of what I thought it was.
Basically,
if you rest for a while, you'll get health.
So I'm at 47.
If you go down past your durability, you're unconscious and dying unless someone stabilizes you, and you don't actually die until you get to your death rating.
Ow! Eric's favorite rating.
Yeah, you look at Doc, his plant is just sort of... He looks wilted. He looks wilted.
And bandaged.
Well, there's a nano bandage slapped on the dome of his head.
The only worry is that wet river, and I don't think you want to go into it, Doc.
Well, there was a park.
Want to go to the park?
It takes about 20 minutes, but the rain stops.
You always go...
Well, the rain doesn't stop when we repeat retreat past
terrible.
A certain point, like Pompeii.
Well, you're sort of standing under an awning.
Ah.
So if you go out into the rain, you could find out.
No, I'll wait. How long do we have to wait? A half hour?
20 minutes. You can make two checks.
Two checks to fly! I'm going to do it every time we have to
wait.
Well,
no, you don't have anywhere to go up. You're standing under an awning.
I can go fly just a little bit.
You won't be able to tell. You're already floating.
All right, then I'm going to turn into something solid.
That's the email I got from you, by the way.
What?
A statue of Damien.
It's not my original.
Okay, Simon Face.
Why not? No. Two tries?
You know my favorite?
Links?
No.
I would love it, Chris, if you turned your nanoswarm composition into a statue of your former self and then couldn't figure out how to disentangle yourself. So there was just you as a statue of you, and we'd have to carry you around.
All right, so...
Do you have any ideas?
You're going to that park?
The dark doesn't look very good.
This place is horrible.
The park's probably also not very good. So all right,
so let's talk about this, folks, because we have a general idea of where the Prometheus Syndicate is, but we're horribly underarmed and prepared to be taking these folks on who have been here for months.
We can always, you know, go around and keep, surveying the rest of the place.
I would say that's at least a good idea. I'm maybe not hit everything, but what if we take the long way around instead of...
Yeah, I agree.
We could visit the
park. We've hit all the main areas, right?
We've hit everything there is to hit. We've pretty much just been wandering back and forth across the map.
Can I farcast one of my little molecule things back? Okay.
Well, we could check out the park.
That's a good idea.
All right, let's go to the park.
Okay. Right. You walk over. It's a park. But, Ed, when you step out onto the grass, you sort of feel your root feet... they sort of dig in a little bit as you walk, and it feels good.
All right.
Are you good? What do you do?
I'll keep doing it.
Just dig feels in a good. Bit.
All right, Ed. You sort of you just stand there and let yourself dig in, and if you just feel so at peace.
Are you Are you planting yourself?
You're not going all the way in.
I don't know what this is, but I like it.
Ed, you can get back two stress.
Okay.
And you can heal 3 damage. As you just stand there, and you feel the sun hitting you, and you sort of, you can feel your roots taking up nutrients from the ground. And it feels
good. Your petals look so vibrant.
Well, not really. Yeah. But you guys can see, he looks a little greener.
Oh, you should try to plant yourself sometime.
I'd like to try and plant myself.
You can't.
I
can't.
Where's the cave, Tartarus? Where's the cave where I can hang from the ceiling and feel at peace?
Oh, you want a cave?
No!
Hang from one of Ed's limbs.
I didn't expect an answer. I'm actually quite horrified.
Good, you should be.
Ryan, you're in a cave now. Ed, it feels good. So you stand there for like 15 minutes.
God damn.
No.
You succeed already.
No, I can't. It's hard.
That's what she said.
I have the opposite problem.
All right. At the time Ed finishes, there is... You hear like a bell toll. It just goes, dong.
For whom the bell tolls.
And then, boom, it's night.
That's good.
You guys look up, and the sun is now a moon.
Okay. Ooh. Does it have a creepy face?
No.
Is it a blocky Minecraft moon?
No, it's a sphere. It's just glowing like a moon.
Alright.
That.
Do we hear howling?
This place makes so little sense.
I'm gonna go to the church and stay broken. There for the night, or?
That seemed like a nice place.
Yeah, so let's go spend like the night people. With the dead bodies. And
you can always spend with the butterflies.
I don't want to go back to the museum. Let's go to the church.
That would be the weirdest sentence to say in real life.
I don't want to go to the museum. Let's go to the church.
Yeah, like to hang out. I feel that'd be a very weird thing for any of us to actually say.
Yeah, it would be all weird right. If we said
it'd be
that.
Like we're on a Hum 10 trip.
So you're gonna go back to the church?
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. There's still a dozen dead bodies in there.
I'm gonna stack them against the door as a barricade so we can rest for the night.
You can't really stack them well.
Okay, but everybody, I can tell them to do that.
Do you guys want to stack the dead bodies against the door?
No,
it doesn't matter what I want to do. I can't lift.
No. We can always put the pews.
Well, at least suggest that I'm going to start doing it.
I could disassemble the bodies.
Damien,
move the pews.
We can move the pews.
I could assemble a pew in front of the door.
Okay, look.
You could just turn the door into a wall.
I could.
Pull the door.
Elise and Amir, you two are the ones that have projectile weapons.
Yoink.
I say that volunteers you guys to be our first watch.
Well, should one of us be the first watch? And
the other person be the second watch?
Yeah.
I'll stay up with Elise.
Mm-hmm. Even now?
Hey, do the robot ones need to sleep?
No.
I'll stay up all night learning to fly.
You can go into a low power mode to get back stuff.
Or I could spend the entire night learning how to fly and become solid.
Well, wouldn't his pig psyche need to rest?
Shut up, James. You get to not sleep, too.
That's true.
I mean...
Can I find a nice nest of
you
sleeping?
Might take stress after a while from not sleeping.
Does my natural
after one night?
No.
Instincts
I'll sleep tomorrow after I know how to fly and become solid.
All right, so
you really need a nest.
A nest out of the dead box.
Doc, and Doc and Elise are the first watch. Amir and I'll be the second watch. And if you're staying up all night, then you're our relief.
Elise, how's being a sphere?
It's weird. I feel everybody's checking out my curves.
So, no different than normal, then.
How many tries do I get for the entire course of the night, Alex?
You just do it.
Both of them?
Yes.
I wore you down. Can I assemble a police baboon?
No.
How about one of those Fainir more?
Yes, it kills you.
I'm going to cuddle up to him.
I won't
you
do that either, then.
Sleep with him.
All right. So, you guys sleep. You rest overnight. Mm-hmm. You get back.
I don't. I've learned things.
You each get back 3 health.
Right.
And 3 stress.
Sweet. So that takes away my trauma.
This is my trauma.
I'm good.
Or do the traumas stay until we resolve them?
No, I mean, if it's just so one trauma, then
pencil.
No.
All right.
If you got a derangement, then...
Then that would stick around. Okay.
Yeah.
But I only have 2 days left, then.
Does Wait, Crystal Will. Have his derangement? Is it labeled?
Because it has a 3
pencil
day
Will.
So okay, yeah, that's 2 yours. Days. 2 days left, and then it's not minus 10 anymore.
It's not your what?
I have a 3-day thing. It's minus 10, so now it's only 2 days.
All right.
2 month days, and then I don't gotta do normal. Sorry.
Dawn. There's a gong.
Boom.
Sun.
After I rest, do I get my damage taken away?
No.
No? Okay, that's just there.
You need to repair yourself.
Okay.
Synthmorphs don't heal.
Oh, okay.
You could use the repair spray.
No, I'm not going to use that for just one. I mean, unless Chris can figure out a way to duplicate the repair spray.
The repair spray is like a nano bandage anyway. So
your metal.
I could probably disassemble it and recreate it.
Well, the repair spray is nanobots that repair you.
So I could just like float around on him for a little while, fixing him?
If James wants to let you poke around at him.
I mean, I do have knowledge in nanotechnology. I can kind of
guide
him through.
Yeah, you could, but you don't know what's wrong with you.
Exactly. I mean, like, I know, like, I don't know what's exactly the one damage came from, but...
Right. I mean, it's kind of like what you feel slightly smaller.
Sure.
Like, just a little bit.
How did I get hurt as a bird?
What?
How was I hurt? No, I was stressed. I had 2 stress. Never mind. I didn't have any stress.
Birds can still get hurt.
No, but I don't remember. No, I don't remember a time I got
birds
hurt.
Birds are
impaled. Oh, okay. I thought you meant, like, how did I get hurt as a bird?
Birds are impenetrable.
I was like, wait, what?
Well, then Doc Steele.
No, for some reason, I was thinking that maybe I got hurt as Gavin, and then I had it transferred right. over, and I was like.
Right, no, I just misunderstood you.
All right, so where are you guys going?
Well, we said we're going to take the long way around, right? So I guess we'll head to the left facet, like this one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Keep searching. Right. We'll stop walking around.
How far? Are we going to pass the fungus area? How far is the fungus spread?
Let's go ask the lady what the fungus is.
Yes!
Okay, fine. We'll take a detour back to 5.
Okay. Let's ask her about the other thing, the acid rain.
I feel like I'm on a bad road trip with
you. The star. We should also ask him about the star, the 7-pointed star.
Oh, yeah. Check out.
The 7-point star.
Here we go.
Times 3.
Oh, no.
Do it again.
98.
Moxie had to re-roll because.
I'm just going to try again.
Oh. If he crit fails, he's losing it, so.
Yeah.
I crit fail.
Will drops the rope in.
I'd like to assemble it.
I'm Moxie, so it's not a crit.
Don't. Just decept. Just make me
Can I just assemble her a ring?
You could try.
I'd like to.
Twice.
Sometimes 3.
Yeah. 2.
All right. You make a gold ring.
Give it to her.
I give it to her.
This isn't my ring.
She
throws it away.
Get out of the
water.
All right.
I don't like you.
All right, let's try making that thing.
She doesn't like you.
We know how to make it this time, so.
All right.
Make it, and so we give it to us, and then we'll do it.
Just I guess we'll have to roll for that.
I guess I'll make a hook for Will.
Sometimes 3, exotic melee range for you, Will.
25.
Hey, man, would you like my friend here to find you your ring?
No.
Oh.
This time I'm past 34.
What about me?
No. You tried to lie to an old woman.
I did.
I'm gonna thin out when they try to point to me.
I would gladly try to help you, but I have no
hands. I made it.
I only have wings.
You have very able feet, it seems to me. I don't see you helping an old woman. Sure. None of you.
That's what we're trying to do.
What are
you
trying
now,
to
man.
Do?
We made it, so.
All right, you can roll. You can keep trying. Reflex times 3.
Got it.
All right, you fish the ring out.
Okay.
And give it to her.
Give her the ring.
She takes it. I don't want to talk to you.
Ugh.
I didn't lie.
You're with him.
Oh, you're with him. Give us. Get out of here.
Apologize. We're all together.
Apologize.
No, we're not.
I've never met these people before in my life.
She goes back to washing her clothes.
Oh, wow. Is the ring still on her finger?
Yep.
Look
what you did. You broke it.
We broke her.
You should have freaking made it a regular fail. And,
no, it wasn't the critical fail. He made a ring.
It was a critical fail. That's Chris. Will lost the rope, so Chris decided to try just making her a ring, and it ruined it.
Yeah, so you should have just made a regular fail. So then
I said that, and then you said, don't bother.
No, Chris said, don't bother me.
I said, could I try doing that? And then Alex said, yes, and no one said it was a bad idea. Yeah,
walk away and walk. All right, as team leader, I'm calling this. We're firewall agents. We're here for a purpose. We need to get on this.
I want to know what that fungus is.
Walk away and walk back.
Well, then go eat some of it.
I will.
No, this time I'll walk without you.
I don't have a mouth.
Interact with it.
Are you gonna go back to the fungus?
Yeah. Well, if we walk away and walk back and she's not working, then...
Hello.
I thought I said I didn't want to speak to you anymore.
Okay, I'm going to the fungus.
Can I go back
to
the
No!
Okay.
Leave me alone.
Oh, I'm going to pollen her.
Don't do it.
Okay, sometimes too.
I'm going to slowly
I'm
back.
Heading, I'm going to the fungus too.
That's 12 I'd like to point out that 20.
I never went back because 40. I was afraid they would.
Right.
You know, she was just not helping because of me.
She fails her will check.
Oh, God.
So, Ed, you... And, you know, pollen fills the air. You see it hit. What? And she just jumps headfirst into the river.
Yay! That's what that bitch gets for not helping us.
You, Ed, make a will check.
A will check?
She wasn't helping us when this important matter.
69 out of 45.
All right. Take 5 stress as you watch her scream and flail and drown herself in the river of pain.
Hey, she kind of deserved it. She was judging all of us based on the actions of one asshole.
So she deserves to drown?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, she's not drowning. Yeah, she just
deserves to drown
river.
In the river of
she
pain.
She drowned.
Oh, okay.
Oops.
Was anyone watching it, or did you all leave?
No, we left. All
right. Wait, you came back?
I did not come back. I specifically stayed back because I thought she was not helping us. Because
how do you go with the dog? The lady.
Guys, she's dead.
How'd she die?
Mr. Lady? Yeah, I think I just killed her.
So, the pollen that I do, apparently it makes people... jump into the river or something. Okay. I don't know. Well, she didn't like it.
Gave me a bit of a cold.
She didn't like it.
So we're going to go to the fungus.
Yep.
What's the next thing?
I'm going to interact with the fungus.
All right.
Okay. Well, how are
sorry,
you
I killed the oracle.
I had to poke it.
Who's with James when he pokes the fungus?
Not me. I'm standing well back.
Although, if he wants, I'll provide him with a very long stick before he goes.
Oh, yeah, I would prefer that.
Sometimes three.
Got it. Oh, critical success. It's a really good stick.
It's a very nice stick he gives you.
Oh.
No, it's not a stick. It's a pole.
Ooh. Can it be made of ivory?
No, you don't know what ivory's made out of.
The sides of the stick are just like
made out of
perfectly
wood.
Uniform.
Yes.
My favorite new stick.
It's not a stick, it's a pole.
Thing. It's a pole.
Yes, he hands you, how long is it?
6 feet.
8 feet.
He hands you an 8-foot wooden pole.
Somehow,
you can wrap yourself around it and...
I poke it.
The sack you poke pops.
I figured
and
that.
And a cloud of spores fills the air and then starts to slowly settle down.
Okay.
That's it?
Yeah.
Doesn't, like, start to spread, doesn't scream, doesn't...
I would say
something.
That was spreading. The spores are going to land
like
and become
like
more mold and spread.
Yeah, so the mold's just terrible.
No one has a way of analyzing this stuff?
No.
It's just a fungus?
Let's just make a long...
I have biochemistry if you want to get a sample of it, but I don't have any, like... instrumentation.
He can make you.
He had a way, but then
you
he
already looked.
I killed her.
What?
Didn't you already check? And it was nothing you'd ever seen before?
Yeah, but, like, if I could, like, analyze it on a molecular level if I had, like, lab equipment, but I don't.
I'd like to make him lab
equipment. So, congratulations, we found spores that explode when you... With spore pods that explode when you touch them.
Take There's some. More to this!
Maybe well, kill the
there's probably not.
This is probably getting sidetracked for some stupid fungus.
I'm making an executive decision here. We're going around the long way, and we're gonna only hit a couple on each side because
I'm keeping the stick. I really like it.
I don't think we should spend too much time here, but at the same time, I feel like we're horribly underprepared to be marching into a syndicate stronghold.
Yeah,
we need to learn the lay of the land.
That's why I want to know what the spores
here.
Are. I want to need if we
you know who's
going to
tell us where to find
so we could
weapons?
Throw it at them and it could
the
affect them
yeah,
in some
that
way.
You just killed?
Yeah. She was broken already.
That's good grief.
No one said it was a bad idea.
Can he make me like a basket or like a container so I can keep a spore colony in the basket?
No,
so
you're not keeping spore colony.
Let's just
I
want to
throw it at them.
You have to come
what
up with some way
to target
them without it breaking.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, the good news is if we find any flesh people, I can make them jump off cliffs
or just make them sneeze.
Maybe.
All right. So what?
Or
where are you going?
We're taking the long way around, so we're going to this fast.
All right. You get back to... You go to that other side.
Yes.
To where we saw the security drones,
yep.
Probably.
And... Dong. Night.
God.
Damn it.
It was much shorter than last time.
It sure was.
Well, let's keep walking. Forget it.
Street lamps pop on.
Alright,
I don't
so,
see why this changes anything.
Yeah, forget it. Let's just keep walking.
Do we,
I think
we get to the...
Yeah, you get to the wall slash ground of the next section.
Alright,
somebody with feet,
yeah,
try pushing on it.
I'm gonna try to take a step onto it.
Alright, you take a step onto it, and then fall.
Which side does he fall onto?
The side you were on.
Okay.
Can I jump onto the other side?
You jump
yeah.
And hit it and bounce off.
Oh, wow.
Now
I push
have,
up against it. I'm
I have
pulling.
An idea.
You can't. You just.
I have an idea.
Gravity's pulling
idea.
You down.
Akos.
Yep.
You said that on the other side by the resleeving facility, there were buildings that sort of intersected each other.
Mm-hmm.
Are there any on this side?
Nope.
No.
Oh, let's go over to those buildings.
I will
though.
Point out, though, there is a T on the map you have not been to.
Let's go to the T.
Oh, all right.
Tee it up.
So, yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, T.
Let's
you
go
know,
to
for,
the T.
For T.
Oh, because it's green tea. Arizona, green tea.
Get
it. You walk to the other far edge of the city. And when you get there, you see what looks like a trolley car. And it has a little sign. It says, Tartarus Transportation All System. Right.
Hey, trolley car, let's go to this place.
You
so
are you going to walk in?
Yes.
Meyer just barks orders at the car.
Sure, we'll go in.
All right, as you get close, doors slide open, lights pop on inside.
Yeah.
And as you get in,
hey,
a holographic
car.
Display
oh, this place.
Appears from the center of the floor.
So it works every time.
And it's a cube. Five of the sides are a light blue. One side is green. There's a red dot on the green side.
I want to go to the medical deck.
There is no medical deck.
Damn. I want
really, Ryan, you want to go to the medical
deck? No, I don't want to go to the medical deck.
I want
to
go
the medical
to the...
Hey, yo, bitch, give me a glass of water.
I don't know.
Let's go to the side we were going to go to.
I want to go to that place in the... In
no, we got
to
go to the...
Star Trek where you can do anything.
The holodeck?
The holodeck?
Yeah.
It's not a spot.
Oh, well.
All right, so I'll select the side of the cube, this facet.
All right, so you're going to...
Wait, you got holodeck from the place in Star Trek where you can do anything?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is,
I guess.
Which other place in Star Trek can you do anything?
The cube, the Nexus.
Oh, fuck
really,
yourself,
Ed?
I don't know
what
that
think
is.
Of?
Yes.
All right, so, so Ryan, you just sort of touch... that side of the hologram, and it pops up. Do you wish to travel to
Cockatus? Question mark.
Yes, cockatus.
Cockatus.
Either yes or no.
Yes.
Well, wait, if it's a hologram, I can't
see. Oh, yeah, that's, someone else has to do it. Someone with hands and eyes.
I want to interface with it.
Or Meyer could do it, too. James, it's a hologram. There's nothing to interface with.
I could probably do it, right?
Yes, I want to go to cockatus. No?
All right. Maybe there's an oracle there, too.
Would I have to pass a roll to solid and then do it?
Try not to give her fake things.
Okay.
All right, so you...
Maybe.
The trolley just sort of lifts.
Are you sure? Yes. Are you sure, sure?
Are you really sure?
Yes.
Are you sure that you're sure?
Yes.
100%.
Really? No. Have you changed your mind?
Is this your final answer?
Please take 24 hours to reconsider.
All right, so it just sort of lifts very quietly and smoothly, and it rotates. Oh. And as you're going, gravity just keeps pulling you down.
All right.
And you go, and you land.
There's that Mr. Rogers piano music.
All right, so you can give me back side one there, Ryan. All
right.
Please turn the disc over to side two.
All right, and here's map two. You land at the T.
Yay. Let's go down the line. Again.
Well, you guys
but I think this would be a good place to call it for tonight.
All right, like so quarter to 11?
Yeah.
Yeah, around.
I must urinate.
Yeah.
So we've explored what is it, Acheron
Acheron's call.
Pretty thoroughly.
Acheron?
Acheron.
Acheron.
Yeah, like Acheron's call.
Why does that sound familiar?
That a lot of us used to play.
Alright, so for Rez, you can each take 5.
Yeah, then
nominate one player for another one.
I'm going to nominate Ed because Doc always entertains me.
Thank you.
Will?
I'm going to nominate Ed for killing the orc.
That's 8 for Ed. Why?
That's
7 for Ed. 7 for Ed.
Oh, 5, yeah.
I'm nominating James for being a ball of death.
All right, so James is at 6. Ryan?
I nominated Ed. Already. Okay. It was, I went, and then...
Will went.
And then Will went.
Right.
And then Meyer
went. So it's just me and James left?
And Ed.
And Ed.
Oh, Ed didn't go?
No.
That's how I got confused.
Oh, right, Ed just got the point. Okay, yeah. I'm going to give it to Will for fishing that ring out so many times.
Thank you, Chris.
Ed? You're welcome.
I am going to give it to Ryan... for putting up with his idiotic team who just couldn't move on, and for making the executive decision and stopping us from wasting time.
It only took him 3 tries to make that executive decision, too. We're not doing it. Okay, we are.
All right, well, that was the first part. You still have City to explore, and you do not find...
Well, we still have the way for James.
And who knows who James nominates?
What do you guys think?
I think he's going to nominate Ed.
Not James. What did you think about the game?
Oh, no, it was good.
Yeah, I'm having fun.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
It was terrible.
Well, yeah, it was terrible in a good
way. Terrifying.
Yeah.
I didn't put the real bad stuff in section 1.
No, of course not.
I wanted to ease you in.
Mm. I like the museum.
Well, I've got a knife. I'm naked. So, you know, whatever comes, I'm not prepared at all.
There's some good stuff around here.
See, I'm looking forward to using my
pollen again on not just an old lady.
Yeah.
I think
nope, she deserved it for being a judgmental.
All right.
Oh, so who are you giving? You get 5 Rez, James, and you get to nominate. Well, you're at 6.
Yeah, you're at 6.
And who do you nominate?
I'm giving one to Meyer for carrying me all those times.
Yeah.
All right.
Carried you?
Yeah. I free running.
I have no free running, so he carried me.
I do recall that now.
All right. So that was the first episode of I decided to call this game I Heart Tartarus.
I'll just call it by the river name.
I'll call it by Death by Snoo Snoo, because I'm excited.
I Heart Tartarus Part 1, Acheron. Okay.
Where do I put
it? All right, folks, hope you enjoyed us taking a tour of the museum and going nuts. Bye, everybody.
See you next time. Rez goes on the...